This guy comes out of nowhere and just starts naming them. I mean, he's naming them hard as fuck. Wow, I can hardly fucking believe it. Mr. Lerman ain't fucking around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Before I bust you in the mouth, I bust you in the mouth. Rapper's bucket for EOs in the house. Get the fuck out of his way because he names the guy clown. Mr. Lerman doesn't have time to fuck around. He will steal your bitch, dog around, and come in her mouth. Mr. Lerman name in the guy clown crown. Get the fuck back, bitch, before I bust you in the mouth. Fuck yeah, Mr. Lerman, name the fucking kikes. Fuck yeah, Mr. Lerman. Are you listening to me, world? You better bitch. Because I ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, Mr. Lerman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Lerman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Lerman.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Let me go ahead.
Is this a meaningless victory?
It's a learning.
You're on your own as usual.
The Riper's Factor.
The Riper's Factor.
The Riper's Factor.
The Riper's Factor.
Dirty, yeah. It's really, really serious.
The Right Perspective.
You'll never forget this.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Bruce Bob's right Frenich? Get Frenich,
I'm not crazy.
What is life all about?
I know some things that you don't know.
You're connected with Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective.
Right, whatever.
You're mentally deranged. You suffer from a defective memory.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The Right Perspective.
It will test your head and your mind. Brain,
if you don't like it, turn the damn thing off.
The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
It's a persistent kind of nagging noise.
That's right.
I just thrilled with the whole idea.
I love it.
Okay, boomer.
Sieg Heil.
Okay, faggot.
The liberal world order.
It makes me cringe.
I'm gripping right now.
Violence wakes people up.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mr. Lerman.
If I have to, I have to.
Yes.
But I really hate
Davis Lerman.
He likes to stare at crotches.
Mm. Yes, Daddy, yes.
Oh, Right Perspective Radio with Davis Lerman.
Would you like to know more?
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
It's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech...
No, but I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this proxy war.
Plenty of other places to give a speech.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge? Taking a pill? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? He's got your hand on my penis. Fuck it.
Oh,
don't want thoughts.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy. How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States? Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kites.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Freaking nasty. Raunchy, crazy stuff.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck.
I could crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The right perspective.
Daddy. Yeah. I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit. Mr. Lerman. Daddy.
All right, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. Let's go over here to Odyssey. We pop out the chat, and bam, there we go. Yes. Yeah, after deleting all the crazy people emails, I appreciate, yes, live soon. There you go. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. Right. So you should hear me. All right. Excellent. Yes. All right. We're going to see who we have here in the chat. Without further ado, Odyssey.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
MFC NorCal, Serbian Bull, Leaping Dodger, Grit Cult. Nice to see you. Grit Cult looks new. Lexa B, what's up, buddy? Straight out of Swampton, hey, Swampy. And Dukesführer, Leibstandarte, and Kickchef. All right. Let's go over to Odyssey. Let's go over to F to the T to the J. Refresh. I see my coming soon. Oh, Jason Kessler is going to be on Dave Gahari's show tomorrow. All right. That should be good. The only other person who knows more about Charlottesville than Dave Gahari is Jason Kessler. So there you have it. Ah, look at this. We're live on FTJ. Good. If you guys could check out FTJ for me, make sure it's not a situation where you're excluded from joining us. As you, I don't know why that happened last time. All right. Here we go. So far, so good, actually. There's peeps in here. It's it doesn't have the ghost town look, which would be, of course... Yeah, which would be when it gets toggled off to only have subscribers or something like that. All right. So waiting for the chat to pull up, waiting for the chat. Don't have silence on air, Lerman. People tune out when there's silence, so it's better to fill with nonsense until, there we go.
Guys, what's going on?
We got Burn Before Reading. We have Straight Out of Swampton, Amira, and Bushmaster 6A. Where does Davis find all these chicks? What? Kiwi Dad Acuna. See, you got me. I'm going to have to look this up now, Bushmaster 6A. Oh, my God. It's actually a place. City in Mexico. Dude, I've never heard of that. Nicely done. Are you referring to the girls in the audio? That's from all over. All over. Yes, I have a refined palette for weird chicks making videos. Nice. All right. 1488. Nice. Thanks, Bushmaster 6A. Now that's a good start. By the way, we're coming up on show 200. The bar is set high. And technically, I'm past, you guys should know this, I'm past 200 shows, because if you count my Saturday night shows in a series, which I don't, because I call Saturday night, I call that like White Perspective Radio Saturday night, and it's Das Buch. And then I've done the occasional Sunday show, Mimosas with Odin, which puts me at about, I'm actually at show like 210 now, but all right, for the purposes of numbering Right Perspective Radio only, here's where we are. Here is where we are. Okay, I was mentioning the Gmail, so after deleting the crazy people, I saw in the chat someone brought up the idea of like, you know what, I would love to hear all the crazy people Gmails, and I could, if I'll find the segment sometime when I'm going through all my cassettes, when I was on FM radio, I learned a really valuable lesson. On FM radio, there used to be a handful of lunatics who were writing like physical letters, okay? Literally got one that had like the cutout from the magazine letters to spell something. And I realized there was a connection between that strange letter writing campaign and my reading them on air. All it did was egg him on. It made him crazier. The letters got more extreme and more frequent. And then as soon as I stopped reading them, they slowed down. So, I don't want to encourage these lunatics because they're talking about swatting, calling FBI. Well, we're sending your clips. Go ahead, send the clips. I'm not saying anything. I'm not fucking Fed posting. Go ahead, send the clips. Good job. Knock yourself out. In fact, I'm looking forward. I'd like to be on the ADL's like most wanted list. I finally might get some fucking cred around here. So by all means, put me in. I want to be in the, that's our pantheon. If white nationalists had a pantheon, it would be, oh, are you on Greenblatt's list? No? Huh. I see you've not really made it yet then, huh? Okay. Well, by all fucking means, sign me up. Okay. But I did get a one, two, three. I got a handful of positives from today. So thanks. I appreciate that. It really does mean a lot. And I understand there's people writing saying they wish they could donate and all that stuff. Believe me, there's people who can donate, but they're just not donating. Don't know why that is. But, yes, there's major crazies out there, but there's also a lot of great people. I got some very nice emails today. And one of them said, evening folks need to hear today's rage monologue. Last 30 minutes of show. I'm not playing the last 30 minutes of the show, but I'll give you a flavor of what went on here. I could do that for you. I'll give you a flavor. First, let me boot some things from the studio because, you know, this PC is ancient. I don't want to tax it. So far, so good. Everything is running, I believe. Let me double check, actually. Let me Roman the Rumble crew. There you go, Rumble. Rumble's the cheap seats. No one donates on Rumble. It's all the same. Rumble takes like 40% or something, so you may as well just take a handful of change and chuck it out the window if you want to donate to me. And so far, so good on Odyssey. Let me make sure. Yep, there we go. Yep, we sound pretty good on Odyssey. Not high quality, but yeah, we sound pretty good. And oh my God, is Entropy working too? By the way, I'm working on crypto. Yep. No, I'm not having the baby work on crypto. I have a son old enough to understand crypto more than me. Go live. Okay, Entropy, are you working? So that'd be nice. I'm probably not going to get any crypto, but you never know. You just never know. So I'm going to get the crypto thing going. Compliments of, Davis Lerman Jr. over here. I'm paying his car insurance every month, so, you know, he can give back a little. Help daddy out with this, will you? That's the message. Just sign up for Coinbase using my link. Serbian Bull, I thought I had to have myself a whole crypto account thing before going on Coinbase. Isn't Coinbase just an aggregator of other people's eCoin links? Help me understand, Serbian Bull. Are you saying that I can get a Coinbase account and just, what, people can send a variety of e-coins and it somehow translates into money in my bank account? Or don't I need a crypto wallet for the fucking donos through Coin Tree to go into? Oh, you mean Coinbase? Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. Serbian Bull, you better send me a Telegram link and help me figure shit out. I don't know what that means. No Jew hot wallet. Swampy, I ordered that device that we were discussing. This is actually the same exact company's got a small version, and that's what my son said to order. So, and I took your advice, Swampy, and don't do this now, Travis. I understand. But, you know, I don't have time later. I got to go climb on top of the wife, and then I got to go prep for the next day and all of this. So, anyway, yeah, we'll figure it out. I ordered the device. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, where the fuck were we? Kadad and Nuna? No, we weren't there. Me, Billy B, share screen. Whoa-bam. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's funny from earlier. There's your Masonic logo. Gay. I wish this were larger. That's fucking great. Look at this. A gee. The letter G. Godometry. Gay. Okay. I like it. We used to go to Ciudad Acuno almost every Saturday night when I was out there. Good for you, Burn Before Reading. Hopefully you weren't with the spicy Latina women. Hopefully you were with the white Spaniard women. Yes, many, many attractive Spanish women. You know, on account of their European. No, Puerto Rico, it doesn't mean you're Spanish. Sorry, Tuber. We went to Boys Town a couple of times, a very weird place. Yeah, it's probably got a rapey vibe over there at Boys Town. Very weird place, I'm sure. Duh, dangerous. Yeah, I bet you it is all incredibly dangerous, so. Me, Billy Boo. Hey, check this out. You see this here? There's a call-in tab. That's pretty sweet, because I understand taken out of context what I said earlier could sound crazy. The idea that we have to have something radical, something revolutionary to trade with the Jew power elite we know are running things, then it's just going to be nice to white people suddenly. And I realize how that can sound crazy, saying like, well, if you want to get change, libtards, you shoot enough CEOs of banks, Jewish CEOs, and you're going to get your gun control overnight. That's just how power works, okay? So I'd like to remind everybody that what I said is actually very founding fatherish. We're told that the founders believed that extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, right? So what about extremism in the defense of our existence, right? Surely impending existential realities have to qualify for extreme measures, right? If liberty qualifies as a legitimate use of extremism, what about the existence of fucking white people? Right? So stop the Gmail. I don't need any more emails telling me I sound crazy. I don't sound crazy. I sound like a founding father. So I don't know what you seem to have a problem with the founding documents and a problem with the founding fathers and the tree of liberty being watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots. You got a problem with that. You don't have a problem with me. So go take it up with them. Okay. I'm literally just going to the playbook. The legal playbook, the founding fucking documents of this country. So you got a problem with that. It seems to me you have an argument with someone else, or you're having an argument. You're having like a wrestling match with your own imagination. That seems to be what's happening. And on the business of, you know, the principles white people should have toward those who hold power, I don't see any. I don't see anything problematic with what I've said. Okay. Principles, we have to be a little harsh here. I don't know how else to say it. Principles that extend any favor or reciprocal benefit to our enemies
are, they're only a luxury for those who already hold power. Okay, we can be nice when we have power again. Okay, so when we win and we secure a future for our beautiful white women and children, then we can rule every decision by these higher ideals and noble principles and all this. Until then, be prepared to never forgive the enemy's transgressions against our people, and be prepared to act accordingly. I'm not saying to do it tomorrow. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not saying to actually throw a Molotov cocktail into the vestibule of organizations that act against your interests. I'm saying there's going to come a time, I won't say likely, it's very, very probable, there'll be a time where that is your only option for power parity. If you want some kind of countervailing force against Jewish power. Okay? I'm just telling you, this is how politics works. Okay, I didn't make these rules. And it certainly doesn't make me illegal or radical or revolutionary. I'm literally saying what is likely to happen based on the metrics we have, using the rules we understand about power politics, and looking at it through the lens of the founding fucking documents of this country. How can that be? I don't understand how that could be considered illegal. And oh, I get the craziest fucking emails. You would not believe the emails I get. Okay, there's people telling me in these emails like, oh, I've swatted you, they're coming, you know, all this shit. I guess, you know, just I guess do your worst. Whatever. No one's come yet, so it's probably all make-believe. But, yeah, there's people really bothered by this kind of talk. What should we do, just watch nigger videos? Oh, I guess we're going to watch nigger videos again all day. Is that what we're going to do? Okay, listen, I understand I have a handful of listeners. I'm not delusional. I understand I've made, what is it today? $20. Okay, great. So I'm making something less than a fry chef. So clearly this is not for money. Okay? But I am telling you that until we get some fucking power parity, be prepared to never forgive these motherfuckers for what they've done and be prepared to act accordingly. Okay? And in the event of a mild infraction against us, you know, by us, because we have white people are not so great, you know, you can forgive if you choose, but don't you fucking forget. Because many of our fellow whites, P.S., they're going to have to answer for what they've done thus far, forgiven or fucking not. Okay, so you can't hold principles if you have a bullet in your head. Okay? You cannot hold principles while you're forced to watch your wife, sons, or daughters be violated. Okay? You can't hold principles when hard decisions have to be made. So just remember what the fuck they've taken from you and remember it well. Oh, and P.S., know that they will take more and more and more until we stop it. They will take from you if given the opportunity of reciprocal principles and the benefit of universal higher ideals, quote unquote, fuck that shit. We're all going to know when the time is right. Okay, so just how about you try this on? Why don't you trust yourself? Trust the memory of your better ancestors. That shit lives deep down in your genetic code. It's going to come to the surface when the time is right. And then just do what you must and know you are supported. How about we try that? And we should be keeping track of these fucking pretend friends of white people. Because, yes, they're going to be judged harshly, too. Just as much as I look forward to stomping on the smoldering corpse of a kike, I look forward to urinating on the corpse of AIS and Tuber. So we have that. See, now we've gone full circle. There you go. Now we've gone full circle. So, you know, P.S., I guess type away your little fingers if it makes you feel better. You want to tell me how what I'm saying is illegal. What I'm saying is not illegal. Okay, I've just told you how the fuck it is. I didn't make the rules for how it is. okay? And go get your founding documents and go check your extremism and defense of liberty shit, how that's no vice. Go check it out. Go check out the radical discussions of watering the tree of liberty from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots. I didn't write that. That's not me. That happened already. The prescription is literally for that to happen every so many years. It's been way, way too many fucking years, in case you haven't noticed. In case you haven't noticed. And how you could not notice at this point is really concerning. It makes me literally reconsider the greatness of white people when I'm like, why the fuck haven't, I mean, what is taking everyone so long? Do all of our daughters have to line up for 1,000 dudes to come on their bellies? Is this now what we're, this is where we are? Okay, I guess until everyone's daughter is selling butthole pics on OnlyFans, you know, right up until then, we're going to insist on the left-right paradigm and we're going to vote Trump and we're going to, I guess, I don't know what to tell you. I don't make that rule either. I don't make the rules. I just know that most whites are experiencing an approximation of like resigned pessimism because they've been so fucking beaten down by the anti-white messaging central to this multicultural Judaic fucking morass. So in contrast, yeah, guess what? I seem like a radical. In contrast, we seem like radicals because we've rejected the same messaging that others have been afflicted by. So we seem like radicals. But I got news for you. We're more than radicals. We have to be revolutionaries because this entire illegitimate system designed to benefit Jews at the expense of white interests needs to be overturned, period. Okay? Any other discussion is fucking folly. Okay? I don't want to talk about the flat earth again for a while. I don't want to talk about the moon landing for a while. We should be talking about overturning this fucking system. We need a new political class, one that answers to the soul and the will of white people for the benefit of white people. Okay, fucking period. I don't know what to tell you. So I guess right away, look at this. There's already a fucking Gmail here. Look at this. Unfucking believable. The nuts, it's crazy out there. It's sick out here and it's getting sicker. Okay? I don't know what to tell you. Thank God, Harry Holler, thank you. He says, your reaction is the rational one. Yes, so Harry Holler's telling me that this nut job writing me again in the fucking Gmail is a nut job. I knew that already, but it makes me feel better. Your reaction is the rational one in light of what's been done to us. Yes. Yes, our white women, do you understand what's happening in this fucking country? Our white women are raped every single day by niggers. Every day. The fuck is going on? We should have burned this shit down already years ago. Fucking years ago. It's enraging. It is fucking enraging. Yeah. Well, there you go. Don't know if you can. Yeah, he's Lermaning again. Well, it's better than, yeah. Listen, if I took blood pressure med, I would be taking it right now. I can feel my heart is beating out of my chest. I want to strangle a fucking Jew right now. Or beat a nog within an inch of his life and then past it. Here we go. Share this tab instead. Davis Lerman. He's utterly reprehensible. Yes, I know I'm reprehensible. I get it. I get it. I get it. And few ladies have said about beautiful Nazi women. What do you want me to tell you? Around here, we love women. We're not fags. And if the female form bothers you, I don't know what to tell you. You seem to be a victim of the Jews. The female form is beautiful. And that's why we should be protecting our beautiful babies and our white women. And that doesn't seem to be the focus. The focus seems to be fucking consumerism, attention whoring. Harry Holler, yes, children are having their fucking genitals removed. Do you understand this is happening? Our white women are being raped, and then when they complain, they're called Karens. Children are having their fucking dicks and balls and their preformed tits chopped off. And we're writing Lerman letters like, oh, you're wow, you sound radical. You're radical. Okay, well, we'll see who's radical. You think that's you think this talk is radical? You ain't seen nothing yet. That's all. Scorpio, I'm not sure if you could hear all that, but did you get to
hear
me? Oh, you can hear me now. Did you get to hear any of that?
No, actually, I dropped off.
There we go. And then as soon as Scorpio came back, pig sounds, which was really strange to have the pig sounds resume. Yeah. All right. Well, yep. Listening back, I think I probably would have said a few things differently, but there you go. All right, let's catch up on the chats, and then we get to the news. We've got lots of news to do's. Yes, Boiling Frog, spurging out. That's right. Me, billy, billy. Making threats online really is cowardly faggot shit. Yeah, and I have no intention of reporting these people and all this gay shit. First of all, I don't have the time. I barely have the time to check my own email, much less go reporting anybody. It's just delete. That's what's happening. Delete. Oh, that's funny. Swampy's mom got to hear this stomping on the kikes bit. Yes. Well, you can picture it, can't you? So imagine we've accomplished the blanket of ash phase of the revolution, and then you've got that image of a big black boot on Lerman's foot smashing a smoldering Jew corpse. You know, and the cinders fly all around. And the cinders and ash swirls. That'd be great. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Cash for Kikes is with us. Nice to see you, Lebensraum. All right, Colin as a grind said, what do you do, Davis? Well, I write white papers when I get those contracts. I do U.S. Patent Office filings on behalf of others when I get that work. And when I don't get that work, I was doing like handyman shit and frankly, you know, like backbreaking labor. So there you go. That's what I did, done, do. But now it's winter. Things have slowed down. The wife and I had a chat and she's like, well, you wanted to try this full time. Now's the time. Don't try it in the summer. Try it now. And then I'll know by the summer if I can't do this full time, which I don't need much. You know, if I made, I'd have to make less, but yeah. Less is okay. We just want to be able to eat around here. Let's see. Me, bill, bill. Colonizer Grindset needs to know the shape of the system before he can turn it over. And I said, it's shaped like a keikel. Get it? Yeah, the founding fathers were fucking Fed posters. And they were also self-concerned elites. So I know they're not perfect. I'm the last guy to go do the founding fathers bit and the Constitution as a blueprint bit. Just because you quote founders and their revolutionary mindset, their rebellious mindset, does not mean I think the entirety of the founding documents are the answer for today. No way. No way. I don't want to repeat all that all over again because it's literally the blueprint that got us right here now. Like, why would I repeat that? That doesn't even make sense. I want to repeat the steps that got me here. Well, have you looked around? That doesn't sound like a plan for success. In fact, it sounds like a shit plan for getting you exactly where you are right now. But, you know, again, in another 300 years. No fucking thank you. No thank you. We need something new. You can't go back. And this means we need new understandings. We need new assumptions. We need new hates. And we the only thing we need is old loves. We need to continue to love our white children and women and our fellers. Oh, boy, look at this. Mark Felton. Duke Shearer watched a video by Mark Felton. Mark Felton could do some real garbage. He's one of these guys, he'll play like B-roll of documentaries while saying something terrible about Nazis. He'll show something completely unrelated, and then people walk away with the impression like, whoa, dude, total proof. What? He's one of these guys. However, he did do a video on how the Allied forces bludgeoned to death a German Wehrmacht general field marshal with his own ceremonial baton, just one of many cases. I'm surprised Mark Felton exposed Allied war crime atrocity, as he's a virulent anti-German NS Hitler propagandist. Yeah, he's just a boilerplate. He's a court historian type. He knows, Mark Felton knows what he has to do to stay on YouTube. That's why he's doing that. I'm sure he's doing very well for himself. So good on you, I guess. Thank you, Boiling Frog. Yes, that is funny. The pig and fart sounds that Scorpio gets sometimes. And what is weird, I'll give Scorpio this. He didn't say it, so I'll say it for him. I'd only be paranoid. But he said, I got disconnected and it probably had nothing to do with the juice, he joked. But then when he came back, he did have the pig noises. So I don't know. You know, who knows? I have no idea how that works. Do not know. Me, baby. Felton hates it when I comment, at least we aren't speaking German. Yeah. That says it all. Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah. At least we aren't speaking German. Yes. One white woman is sexually molested every 18 minutes by a nigger and raped every 40 minutes by a nigger. But hey, good thing we aren't speaking German. Our children are having their dick and balls and their unformed breasts chopped off by Jewish doctors, Magnus Hirschfeld style. But hey, we ain't speaking German, so. Right. Jews are in complete control of our economy to the point where they treat it like a fucking roulette wheel of commerce, and our kids can't afford to buy a home in the neighborhood they fucking grew up in. But hey, we aren't speaking German, so, you know. Try as you might, Felton, this country, America, sucks a fucking dick. Hate to break it to you. I got Mark Felton. Is that his for Mark Felton? Whoever the fuck he is. Felton is one of these ass clowns who I guarantee he does the whole woo, go America shit. He seems like one of these system enjoyers. You know, there are system enjoyers because, hey, frankly, shit's working for them. I mean, shit is working for Mark Felton. Mark Felton doesn't think outside the box. Mm-hmm. There you go, straight out of Swampton. See, now Davis is speaking my language. Yes, exactly. Swampy has the right instincts. Of course, we disagree on some minor matters, but frankly, if he and I were both stomping on, you know, the smoldering ashes of kikes, you know, we'll work it all out later. You know, first we go blanket of ash and then we work it out. It can all work out. Frankly, I would be, if we're just all white people, I mean, I'd be willing to try whatever he says about this anarcho-syndicalism or whatever it is. I'll give whatever a shot. Let's just, can we please not have Jews running everything? That's just, I'll do anything but that. Ah. Lebensraum. Cinders and niggash all akimbo, swirling into the sunset. It's very poetic. Very poetic. I got to look up akimbo. I thought that meant spread, but I guess that's what it is. Yes, all spread swirling into the sunset. Yep, that makes sense. Because that was the joke. Legs akimbo. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who had a thing for... She was very pretty. It was a Japanese girl in our school, an exchange student. And, yeah. He, of course, didn't get anywhere because he kept telling her, legs akimbo. I said, oh, that's how you do it, huh? Well, no wonder you're still single. Legs akimbo. Iroquois eyes. People don't get that we lost World War II. That about says it. That about says it. Yep. And in fact, I'll give you this. If we win a war, things get worse for us. If we lose a war, things get worse for us. Well, I'm up for not doing war, but if we have to, I prefer to lose it then. I just prefer to lose because every step that advances NATO is a step back for white rights. And how do we know this? Well, because NATO, the Atlanticist clique, NATO, N-A-T-O, is Negro and Tranny Organization. And that's their soft power system that goes and fucks up every country they invade. And once you open up, once you pry open a country with the Negroes and Trannies, everything else follows after that. Okay, that's the soft power insertion. And then what follows is the hard power designs upon their economy. Then you get Jew banks. And that's how things go from a closed society to an open society. I don't even care what kind of government it is. It could be a democracy. It could be like a supposedly a republic. It doesn't matter. If the society is open, if it is an open society, that's when everything goes downhill, because with Jews, you lose. That's how the Jews get in. The Jews get in by just the tip, NATO's soft power insertion. That's how it begins. There you go. Duke's Fjorder giving us a lengthy chat. Yes, yeah, see Strait of Swampton, exactly. How is this possible? How did people not hang for Operation Gladio B? And P.S., there's still Operation Gladio shit happening today. How is this possible? Well, you live in a subverted, compromised country. You live in a country that is literally run by Jews, as if the hairy hand of the kike is literally shoved up the rectum of the United States and forcing its little mouth to move. And then it gives commands and says, you go attack our enemies. And we do so dutifully. That's what we do. And of course, Israel, always ever so brave, willing to fight the last American. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what's taking white people so long. Yeah, we have us here, but where's everyone else? I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people. Where the fuck have you been? Not you guys, but how can other... I don't really understand how people can look at this and think, yeah, shit's going great. How can you not... I don't know. I just cannot identify. I'm so disgusted by the country I live in. I would rather burn it down than let Jews keep doing this. Like, literally. It's not some figurative, poetic thing. I mean, it's more than disheartening. We're never going to get this back. The longer they run it, the more assured you can be that whatever America occupies your fucking imagination, it's never coming back. Okay, so you may as well give up on that. It's been too long. We've been too cowardly for too long. We've waited too long. We've let too many white women be raped by niggers. We've let too many Jews run too many countries' economies. There is no going back. Do you understand this? I hope you understand this. So something new. So that means everyone has to be incredibly flexible. And in case you haven't noticed, this is one thing the self-reported WNs are fucking not. So I don't look forward to that process either, P.S. I do not look forward to the process of trying to get white people on the same fucking page of on anything, much less what comes next. That is going to be, you think this shit's ugly. Let's say we get the white strike accomplished, followed by white intervention and career jamming, where you go fuck up shit at where you work and then take off. Then you do a white strike and then say, let your niggers fix it. Let your Indians fix it. And then they still don't appreciate you. And then eventually you're like, yes, I guess we have to burn it down. Then we finally burn it down. And then we're going to come to the truly hard work. And the truly hard work is going to be, okay, white people, let's get on the same page. What does the future look like for you? And then we're going to get... We are going to get the Spurg arguments of the fucking century. You think it was the Oy Vey heard around the world? Holy shit. Nope. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, it's going to be the he's Spurging out heard around the world. You're going to get every form of retarded WN take. You're going to get purity spiraling. You're going to get people arguing, splitting hairs over what a white person is. It's going to be, wow. I'm just saying, we got our work cut out for us. But I can't really think about that last step, right? Because that's the last step. Let's just focus on the next step. We'll get to the last step. And believe me, shit, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. What we need is Anima by Tool. Listen to that song. That's what we need. Oh, interesting. All right. See, I'm not a big Tool fan, but I'll check it out. Okay. We have a lot of agreement. That's nice to see. I'd be saying it anyway, but it's nice to see people agree. Hopefully Zog, i.e. legitimate government, will fall here and end the UK within the next 5 to 10 years. I don't know what that means. I think you mean, you don't mean nuke. Nah, you can't mean that. All right, either way, would I begrudge Harry Holler for leaving the country? Absolutely not, Harry. Absolutely not. You know, you can fight for white people in other countries. So this is not, I don't know, I don't personally do this pro-America type thing. I just love white people. It doesn't mean I have to love white people in America. Yeah. In fact, I wouldn't blame you if you left, frankly, not at all. My wife and I have been tempted, but we have old people here that we take care of. And old people, they get set in their ways and they're just not going to move with you. And, you know, we have relatives, direct relatives in Norway, and we could be sponsored over there. And it's like a fucking paradise. And we've lived over there many, many weeks at a time on vacation. We don't do the short vacation. When you're traveling that far, don't do a short vacation. And so you get a real feel for what things are like when you can literally live with people your age and you're there long enough to see not just the sightseeing, but to see the average day. You get to see them take a break at night with a coffee and start paying the bills on the laptop, all the normal things. And you start to have real conversations. And you see all the downsides. Okay, so they track your car. They do this thing where you're paying these little itty-bitty tolls everywhere you go. And Norwegians, they like to complain about this. And then I remind them, yeah, we have those tolls too. Only you've kept your roads. You're paying the tolls to your own government. We pay our tolls to some private interest that some fucking scumbag senator sold out our fucking roads to and privatizing them. That's who we pay. We pay literally some anonymous Chinese company or some Jew intermediary scraping his 10% off the top because I got to make a buck. So at least you're paying for your own fucking roads. And then I hear Norwegians complain about their taxes and I have to inform them. Okay, listen, I get it. Listen, 42% sounds like a lot. I get it. However, if you add up what Americans pay, depending on the income bracket, it can be a lot more because, you know, we pay taxes on the money we get and then we get taxed every time we use the money. And then, of course, yes, petrol, gasoline is made intentionally expensive over in Norway, even though they have tons of oil. It's literally their major export. And they've done that as a matter of controlling urban sprawl and having funds to maintain pristine roadways and infrastructure for mass transit. Okay? The trains, the subways, the roads are spotless. There's not one fucking pothole. I didn't see one in Norway. So, needless to say, Harry, I was like, sign me up. On top of that, I'm thinking, hey, it took me 2.5 weeks to find an ugly person, and she was in a car accident. It's not even her fault. So I'm thinking, you know, you never know. My wife could die of cancer and then I have options. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just nice to be around beautiful people. And also Norwegians are particularly sweet people. So I would be there in 2 seconds. However, we have responsibilities here. We can't leave all these old people hanging. It's not what we would do. So Harry Holler, hell no. I do not blame you. Yeah, I'd pay 70% taxes. Right. Norwegians exaggerate what they pay in taxes. When you actually look at it, the average Norwegian making the equivalent of what an American makes at $100,000 a year pays about 42.5%. When they do a little bit better, like they maybe open a coffee business on the side or something, and let's say they're pulling down 180, okay, they pay a little more. They don't have a fucking flat tax. The more you make, the more you pay. But still, what really is 51% of your money when you're living in paradise? So, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I'd pay 80%. Yep. It's not the fucking taxes that white people ever complain about, unless you're a retarded conservative. Mm-hmm. Always Honest tells us another fake ceasefire in Gaza. Well, that figures. This is the game. You know, these fucking Jews are lucky. They're lucky they're dealing with Hamas. If I was running, if I had those hostages over there, they'd all be dead already. That's the first thing. I'd be shooting one hostage per day on video every single fucking day until I got what we wanted. That's what those Jews, it's the only thing they understand. They need to see their little precious Jews being shot out the right in the back of the head so the fucking face blows off right on camera. That's what they need to see every single day until you get something out of these Jews that you want. That's what ought to be happening. Fucking kikes. All they understand is absolute force. They do not understand anything else. Dan Zimmons, I think all white people will fall in line once they see enough of us rise up and kick the bankers out. Well, I agree with you. Once you kick the banksters out, you've actually already won. And then it's easy to get everybody once you've won. And you don't need everyone to win. You only need a small, determined group. And Dan Zimmons, this much is true. When we fly whatever fucking flag we feel like up a flagpole, I literally do not care what it is. You can fly anything up a flagpole. People will begin to salute. That's just people. Okay, I didn't make those rules. That is the human condition. So we can sit here and, I guess, pretend it's different. We can wish it's different. You know, we can click our ruby heels together. That's just the way it is. So we got our work cut out for us. Bibi's like a shark if he stops swimming forward, i.e. killing dirt poor Palestinians, he'll die. Well, yes, Bibi is a problem, but I don't like falling into the trick of... I don't like falling into this trap of like, oh, this is Bibi's war. I know why it's called that. I get it. Bibi has been integral, frankly, to the United States foreign policy for many, many years. In 2000, well, in the late 90s, he was also sitting. I saw him on C-SPAN. But in 2002, I think, sometime, he was sitting in front of a Senate Select Committee promising us that if we just toppled this one, that one, the other one, then the Middle East would be perfect, and they're all going to welcome us and throw flowers. They're all oppressed by their rulers, blah, blah, blah. That was the excuse. Bibi is the architect of the entire Gulf War debacle, one and two. So pick your war. Jews had a hand, of course, not just neocons. That's why I don't like to say it's fucking neocons alone or it's Bibi alone. This is all Jews, okay? All Jews. Okay, maybe it's not that one nice old lady Jew that runs the antique shop, but you know, whatever. Fuck her. They don't care about your mom, your grandmother. So sorry. If the old lady who owns the antique shop, who's kind of nice, if Miss Rosen gets swept up in it, whatever. What do I give a fuck? You shouldn't give a fuck either. So all Jews, A-L-L, all. Fuck this excuse about Bibi. Playing into any games about it being Bibi's war and Bibi's problem, isn't Bibi bad? All that does is allow Jews to later scapegoat Bibi, throw him in some kind of club fed for kikes, and then let him out 5 years later. Oh, and then they're off the hook, by the way, because remember, though, we handled Bibi. Fuck you, Jews. No, we'll handle Bibi. It will also handle you. That's how we'll know it's done. So. Cash for Kikes does not pay income tax. Excellent. Good for you. You win, Paul. Nice. My uncle married a Swedish woman. She's a screeching harpy. Really? Well, that's strange. Most, now, Swedish women and Norwegian women are really just the same women. Most of them are kind of stoic, prone to seasonal affective disorder, where they're sad when it rains out. They usually get down when it's the 24-hour nighttime up there. But, yeah. I don't know. I guess you got a bad one. I don't have to tell you. Most of them are pretty chilled out, too. Some of the kids are hyper, but that's just kids, you know. Straight out of Swampton, Davis would make a pant load of shekels if he made a children's story book. Book-style video about the vile kike doing his crazy Jew voices. Like, well, maybe, you know. Right. I do pay gas, smoke, food, and sale. Well, of course, everyone pays that, dude. There's no way around that. Cash for kikes, no way around that. As the boomers are fond of saying, they get you coming and going. They get you coming and going. Harry Holler, no place like Norway would have me. Why is that, dude? I doubt that's true. I would have to move to some other violent hellhole. Harry Holler, why is that? Now, see, I've got to write you. That is, I'm confused. You seem like a stand-up cat to us, so. I can't spell why. It's because the way this mic is positioned, I'm going to sit really close to the keyboard. All right, here we go. Me, Billy B. Oh, there we go. Oh, Always Honest has an update. Here we go. All the Hamas videos from 10/7 are AI generated, many exposed online. I'm willing to believe anything right now, frankly. If that helps me expose Jewish power and defeat Jews, I'm fucking down. Sign me up. Flack 88 also in the house. So who do we have new here? Is Cash for Kikes, Flack 88. Harry Holler, I only speak English and Spanish. Oh, yeah, I don't speak fluent Norwegian. I know, like, little catchphrases and words. Believe me, you'd pick up on it. No one listening here is dumb. You could learn. If you were there a year, you'd just sort of pick it up. So you don't need to go somewhere and speak the P.S. Norwegians already speak English. Like, literally 99% of them speak English. So that wouldn't be a problem. Just saying. Oh, no one will accept American citizens. Well, if you have, if you have family there, they can sponsor you. This is a fact, okay? And by sponsor you, it means that, yes, you'd have to have a family member that would assume the responsibility of you coming and making a living. So in other words, you can't just come and get on the dole. I mean, you get your health care and everything else like everyone else, but you can't come and immediately get on the dole. That's only for the temporary Brown experiment they did a year and a half ago, but they've stopped that. There was no attack, Always Honest says. It's all Israel. I didn't know you were entirely of that opinion, but I understand revising your opinion once you see more data. She also thinks maybe they have no who said that? Someone said they have no hostages. All right, well, we're going to find out. Ah, always honest. I feel like because Switzerland houses most of the traders, Switzerland is where I would go. In the mountains between Italy and Switzerland, very remote areas, only accessible by helicopter or hike. Well, that's good thinking. The problem with Switzerland is you need to have a shit ton of money to get into Switzerland. It's not like you just go there, unless you go there illegally and just sort of, who knows, pay cash for a little place or something. I don't know how that would work, but no idea. I just know you need a shit ton of money. For example, in Norway, if you do not have someone sponsoring you, you need to have X amount in the bank and be transferring it to a Norwegian state bank. You need to have a certain skill set they need, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Let's see. It's good thinking, though, always honest. I think, yeah, there must be plenty of remote places in Switzerland. And, yeah, they do house, like, a lot of traders and shit, so. Problem is the traders have a lot of money, right? So that's how they get in. All right, Swampy. Sarah B. on Odyssey is making a go of it. Oh, I don't know who that is. Let's look that up. Me, Billy B. ICU nurse who decided to quit. Okay, that's interesting. Oh, she's going. She's kicking it live in Colombia. Good on her. Yeah, you know what? While you're young, Sarah B., do it. Before, yeah, if you don't have, I imagine she does not have her own children yet and all that. Yeah, if you don't have your own kids yet, like, you know, live that life. Right on. Dream Maker. La Aquamisita. No idea what that means. But that's what Sarah B's message is. Me, 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 me. This is also true. Oh, see, Swampy telling us they have really hard entry requirement. Yes, they do. Switzerland don't fuck around. You got to have a ton of cash, a skill set, blah, 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 blah. But if things get desperate, just get a work visa somewhere and fucking stay there like everyone else does. Harry Holler, I've met Norwegian tourists in America. They struck me as very naive. Dude, they are. They are. Yeah. That's because they live in a country where they're allowed to assume the best about everything around them. Because they don't live in a country that's out to rip them off and kill them. So this is how Americans would be, and frankly, how Americans used to be. All Americans used to be like Norwegians, and that's how Jews were able to socially hack us so easily as to get us to go and do insane shit like World War One and Two. But yes, we were all just as naive, and we should be allowed to be this innocent and naive. So, you know, Norwegians, they go to the grocery store, and all the ordinary food is quite inexpensive. The Doritos are expensive, and the Doritos don't have the same ingredients as they do in the U.S. Their Coca-Colas are very expensive, and the Coca-Colas have three ingredients. None of them is fucking aspartame. Their cigarettes don't even have all the shit that our cigarettes have. Their cigarettes have like 3-4 ingredients. And none of it is this, you know, the weird shit going on in America. So, yes, they have the luxury of living in a country that's not out to kill them, make them sick, and monetize their suffering. So, yeah, they're a tad naive. Yeah, look at this. The ones he met were on a blues tour, going to drive through Mississippi, Memphis without a pistol. That's fucking nuts. Yeah. Oh, they don't have a hang up about gun shit because they. Yeah, except for the urban Norwegians, the rest of them, they all have guns in their houses. So. That was refreshing, too. Specifically around the border with Italy, Always Honest says, well, she's traveled more than I, so I imagine that's probably a good spot to be. Ooh, With all this talk of Norway, I will watch the Millennium series again. Dude, a young Davis was watching. I think I know what you're talking about, the Millennium series. Right? It had that guy who played the android in Alien. Right? Oh, no. Aliens or... I don't know, the later one, Prometheus. Yeah. Agent Frank Black. Yeah, I remember being... This thing was fucking badass. Oh, I had no idea this was a... Are you serious? This was a Swedish miniseries. Look at this. I had no idea. Wow. Yeah, let me show you something here. Of course, today it would seem... it might seem silly watching Millennium now because, of course, Y2K is, you know, come and gone without much fanfare. But still, it was so good. I think you could still put yourself in that mindset. Yeah, this was a badass miniseries, you know. Not miniseries, it's a badass series from the makers of X-Files. I agree, it did crap out. Me, Billy B. Oh, Swampy remembers it too. There you go. Harry Holler, tell us about your travels in Norway, Davis. I want to hear how an all-white society live. Well, they live very well. I'll describe a few things. So, the relatives we stayed with, they had like a 3-acre piece of property. They had a walking path down to an old abandoned church, which is sort of, I would say, symbolic of Norway's relationship with Christianity. They see it as quaint, but I didn't meet many Bible thumpers there. They had an electric, first time I'd ever seen this, and this was years ago, an electric lawnmower that like came out of a little house it was stored in. And the thing would cut the lawn in a pattern and then go back into its little house to charge. Pretty crazy. I hadn't seen that before. I didn't even think of it. I've really never even conceived of such a thing. Of course, I mean, everyone has seen the little vacuum inside the vroom or whatever. They didn't have that, but it makes sense you could make a vroom, but for someone's lawn, right? But still, it was wild, and it evidently everyone has one. A lot of trading goes on. So the relatives we stayed with, the man had a bit of a hobby. He was making pizzas in like a little pizza oven that he built himself, and he got the whole deal with the keystone in it and everything, a nice arc to it. He did a really nice job, and he made excellent pizzas. And so what he would do is he would make a few extra every time, freeze them up, and he was trading pizzas with a guy down the road who had a year-round greenhouse. Of course, he wasn't always growing everything, but he would always grow enough for them to trade. He had a deal with some other guy down the road for eggs and shit like that. So a lot of trading goes on. A lot of trading. The girl, Ira, she rode her bike quite a ways to get to school, but that was perfectly safe. No one thought a thing of it. We walked the bulk of her path to school because I just wanted to spend some time with her. She showed us the lake they swim at. That's nice. I saw the white people, other kids at the lake. It kind of looked like the first place a lot of teen Norwegians maybe kiss for the first time, that kind of thing. We only saw one, as far as the litter at the lake goes, we saw one beer bottle, which she promptly picked up and threw away in a nearby receptacle. What else? No real public pools in this area, but I doubt there would have been any niggers in there anyway. I saw her school photo, all white kids. We walked around. Now, we did go to a somewhat urban area. And there was this little block or two in which all the Muzzies were. Because Norwegians went through a phase where they thought this was a good idea to follow what everyone else was doing in their pre-NATO phase. In fact, this might have been a condition to joining NATO. Yes, Norway foolishly joined NATO. What do you want me to tell you? And yeah, but they're pretty much ghettoized there, self-ghettoized. And we literally just drove around it, and then we walked around it. And no one really goes there, although they mention that everyone looks at the data, and the police visits there are something like 800% times greater than everywhere else in Norway. So there's that. Their internet was fast as fuck, but you really couldn't see a lot of the nonsense we see here. Now, the boy, Magnuson, I don't know, he somehow got around it, so I guess the kids have figured out how to get around it. He was playing some video game. He wasn't looking at butthole pictures of girls on OnlyFans, so far as I know. But he did it to play some game, so I guess the kids have a way around it. But other than that, there's like this great wall of Norway where they try to keep the nonsense out. Television is fairly limited. I remember thinking, boy, these are corny-ass TV shows. But there's no like fucking Benny Hill reruns or anything like that. They do play non-rated movies, but that's just because they're works of art, something tasteful like, yeah. When I was there, what did we watch one night? It was with not Isabella Rossellini. What was this film? I'm going to look it up now. I believe it was Melania. Something like that. It's with that beautiful Italian woman. No, not Donald Trump's wife. Jeez. Oh, Melina, maybe. Oh, right. There it is. Yep. Melina. Anyway, I noticed, having owned this film, and I went out of my way to find a non-rated version in the U.S., which was a real pain in the ass. Just because when I want a film, I want the whole film. It's not just because I'm pervy. Although it does make the film better to see her topless. But I'm just saying, I want the film the way the director intended it to be. Now, they played that whole version over there. And no one in the room looked shocked when this gorgeous woman's nude body was shown. Because they don't have those kind of hang-ups. That seems to be a byproduct of the Jewish influence in America. Jews have conditioned Americans to think that there's something shocking about the female form, only because they've related it so closely to disgusting acts, disgusting sexual acts, many of which I participate in as frequently as possible. But you know what I mean? I mean, like, publicly, they make a thing out of it. So I found that interesting. They don't have that kind of hang up. Now, there's not a lot of nudity in the print ads, I noticed. So it's like, even the UK has the whole cheesecake section of the newspaper, but I didn't see any of that when I was looking at the newspapers. So, oh, as far as the quality of news, very low quality news. You know, these people were very smart, so I asked them, like, what's not printed? And they said, oh, just about 99% of the news. And they're fully aware of the fact that they're fed pablum. But they're also realistic that they know that there are people in bureaucracies who are doing their jobs, and they literally just trust in that. I know how insane this sounds to us. They just trust in that. They don't really discuss how they're going to change their world through politics. There's no one really wants to change anything. Everything's pretty good. The only downside, I would say, politically, Norwegians virtue signal a lot. They virtue signal a lot. But they also have the luxury of knowing that they don't really do this direct democracy thing so much. So they can virtue signal and not really ever have to vote for it at the same time. You follow? They have an inclination toward disliking authoritative figures. So they have a hang up about Hitler because Nazis occupied some of Norway for a little bit. They frankly exaggerate some of the stories. This is what a lot of people do. I found myself asking, digging in a little, like, oh, okay, what did she say then? Oh, okay, how many rooms did the Nazis stay in? Okay, so what was demanded of them during the stay, you know, when you had to house the Nazis? So I'd ask, well, was anyone touched inappropriately? No, 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 not that. Just having to house them was okay. And then I just decided that most of everything was an exaggeration because they all knew of a different family who had a problematic Nazi staying in their house. But no one I knew had an actual story about it. So it's one of those things. They've been influenced enough by Jews to know they're to virtue signal and tell nasty, westy tales of the Nazi occupation. But no one actually has a relative who had a terrible story about evil, nasty, westy Nazis. So I found that interesting. But listen, they're not alone in that. And they're, of course, yeah, they'd be well suited to that sort of opinion. You can understand why they'd have that opinion. It's not fun to be occupied by anybody, right? So as necessary as it was, it's not fun. Okay, well, that's the long and short of it. Traffic wasn't terrible, never bad, ever. Beautiful mass transit. I mean, boy, was it gorgeous. Floors you could eat off of, no one farting in their sleep, and no one running around cursing and threatening you. That's nice. We hopped in a taxi. There was a foreign taxi driver, so that's not good. Everyone in this family, you know, they were all professionals over there. So one did something in meteorology or some department. Another one worked for some NGO, and another one was somehow a part of, but not a police officer, but somehow a part of the data and metrics on crime in a certain Norway region. So professionals, this kind of thing. But all of their ancestors had been farmers and things like that. So Norway's come a long way. So the reason there were people coming from Norway to America in the first place is Norway, before discovering all this oil, was not doing well. Not doing well. In fact, my wife's grandparents, not great-grandparents, my wife's grandparents came to America because they literally had months and months on end of eating, I shit you not, rock soup. Okay. You boil the water with stones in it. They'd convince themselves they're getting some minerals, and whatever greens they could pluck that weren't grass, they'd throw that in. Okay. Eating rock soup. That's how rough it was. So when they came to America, they thought, yeah, this place is all right. And I suppose way back then, America was all right. They were quite happy to have a job. One got a job at the phone company for a short while, switchboard operator as a female, as appropriate. And the other got into the same thing he'd always done, construction. And he eventually got into a union. And so he thought that was great. And then the grandmother, she ended up getting a cleaning job with a rather wealthy family. Now, they weren't Jewish, so she was treated well. And she didn't mind having to scrub floors on her hands and knees. She thought it was a great honor because she was doing honest work. And she wasn't having to eat fucking, you know, rock soup. So they thought it was great. I suppose it was great. I don't see any, you know, I'm not hung up on the thing about work people do. If I got to feed my family, I'll scrape, you know, like gum off the floor or something like this. I'd go, shit, I'd do a janitor job. I don't mind. You know, I'm not too proud to feed my family no matter what it takes. So, so I was sort of with her on that. I'm like, yes, it sounds pretty good. She worked hard, but it sounds very good. The other thing is they overdress a bit, I noticed. So having a picnic and there's like a woman in a lovely cardigan and a long skirt, but I think they like to make events out of things, you know, they like to make events out of things. So they do this days out thing and it's literally a whole day out. Lots of hiking. I hiked a mountain not a big one, but it's a mountain that the nearby school that I referred to earlier, for the young girl, she showed me, said, oh, this is what we do sometimes for, you know, for phys ed. When we can't ski or whatever, we climb this mountain. There's a little book on top of the mountain where you sign your name and stuff. That was cool. I mean, again, it was not a giant mountain, but it took about two hours, 15 minutes. Quite a haul. And man, this kid was cooking in front of me. I mean, I'm not completely out of shape, but man, I was getting smoked. Getting smoked. So yeah, the kids are not fat asses just sitting around. They're doing shit like climbing mountains and running around playing, meeting friends, walking where they live miles and miles and miles away. Just a really sweet, beautiful people. That's what I found. And a lot of really, really, really gorgeous women, at least my type. You know, some people pick on the Norwegian girls when they're really, really light and, oh, she doesn't have eyebrows. Or it's like, well, I don't mind. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you like your ladies hairy. I don't mind. So more for me. I'm kidding. Of course, I'm married. It's not more for me. More for my son. How about it? Hit him on the shoulder. Okay. Let's dig into the chat, and then we're going to go ahead and do some of this news. So you asked for it. You just got the rundown. That's my recollection of visits. Me, bitty, be you. Oh, Lilyhammer. Nope, I've not seen that. Interesting. Oh, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is an interesting film. That was, yeah. Yeah, I found that interesting. It's actually like a series of three, isn't it? Yeah. I like revenge movies. I really do. And I don't mind girls get it done type stories. I know some people have a hang up on that. I don't mind that. The Three Movies is in Swiss, but I can read the subs. Oh, good for you, Cash for Kikes. Nice. Rite of Return. Yes, you know what? Duke Sphere is talking to Swampy about that. Yeah, this Rite of Return shit, if we were going to take this seriously, everyone would have it. But really, the Jews are even lying about Rite of Return. That's just a made-up Jewish thing. What they should do is tell you the whole story, the whole fucking ridiculous story, and make it look as stupid as it is. These Jews, they don't want you to believe that fucking Bono line that God is a real estate agent. Okay, that's dumb. Admittedly, that's stupid. Can't be that. It's worse than that, though. The Jews want you to believe that they are owed Israel from the river to the sea. That's their line. That's not the Palestinians' original line. That's their line. They want you to believe that they're owed Israel because Abraham gave their devil god his foreskin. Okay? That's the long and short of it. As crazy as that sounds, that's how fucking nuts it is. Someone needs to tell these outrageous Jews, why don't you shut the fuck up, or we're going to bury you. Someone needs to bury and burn these motherfuckers, but not in that order. Burn them and then bury them. That's what needs to happen. Take your fucking foreskin real estate claim and shove it. You fucking Jews. Yes. No, Amelie was a beautiful film, yeah, but there's no nudity in Amelie that I know of. But yeah, that's a beautiful film. Audrey Tautou or something. She's an adorable French girl. French bird, isn't that what they say? Me, billy bee. Are there many queers? You know, they pretend to be open-minded about it, and yet I didn't know of any. So they all say they knew of one, but I never saw any. I didn't meet any. Yeah. So I think that was more virtue signaling. Yep. That is how it starts. Yes, of course. Yeah, they got the NATO. That's what I mean, Dan Simmons. They got the NATO. It's like the soft insertion of NATO leads to an open society. And for a long time, frankly, Norway was quite a closed society. That's a good point, actually. Duke Fierro says, I don't see how Germans can invade or occupy what are really their Germanic Aryan ancestral lands. That's true. It's not really, right? If you go to Norway, it's not really, I mean, technically, it's not an invasion or occupation. So, yeah, I'm with that. Creme de la creme de coffee is in here. What's up, buddy? All right. I see a real lonely chat there. Listen, if you're able to dono, you should be doing so. And let's go over here to FTJ. I feel like we've been ignoring FTJ. Let's not do that. Let's go over here to me.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It never ends. It never ends. It's always something.
Yes, it is.
So, how are you guys? Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Back over at FTJ. Burn before reading. Telling his crazy days tales. Nice. Whoa. Murdered quarterbacks. It's getting interesting over here in FTJ. Yeah, talking about the dog track. Ah, Bushmaster 6A. Mark Felton is an excellent historian, but he cannot and will never name the Jew. Can't jeopardize that YouTube money. I think that's true. I think he's just loving on that YouTube money. But I will take issue with you. I don't think he's an excellent historian. When you leave out portions of a story that might jeopardize your YouTube, you're not a good historian. An excellent historian would assemble all the facts available and have all those facts converge upon a historical conclusion. And he can't do that, so he's actually not an excellent historian, you understand. Wouldn't be in this position if it weren't for television, movies, and media control. It's completely brainwashed its people. That's true, too. Whoa. Look at Swampy sending. What is it? Matilda Crawford. All right, we'll show everyone that in a minute. That's outrageous. Insane. Ah, all right. I got to show some of these. These are good, Swampy. Yes, Burn Before Reading agrees. Niggers. Also, the only thing they understand is absolute force, which is true. Jews and niggers, they really have to deal with them with absolute force and unregrettable exertion of force. I mean, you got to put them under duress of all fucking manners. Every form of duress, and then some, and only then will you get the shrieking Jew. Right now we have the arrogant Jew, and I think we frankly, you know, I'm all filled up on the arrogant Jew. I've had enough. It's time for the shrieking Jew. Okay, we have the insolent Jew right now. I want the shrieking Jew back. The shrieking Jew of history. The oy veying Jew. The one holding its forearm and hand up saying, oh, please don't hit me, as they beat you in the leg with a stick. I'd prefer that Jew. We'll deal with that Jew. Yes. Ah, modern Viking giving up. Me, Billy B. It does sound like that's great. Oh, the color blue. That's weird. Yes, Amelie. There you go. Man, there's a lot going on here. Ah, Burn Before Reading. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Burn Before Reading, for 5. And Harry Holler, thanks for the description of Norway with 5. Now Davis can say, are there any queers here? I'm asking for a friend. And not be lying. That's great. Hey, you Norwegians got any queers here? They'd all start wondering, but they wouldn't be allowed to judge me because they're very open-minded over there, supposedly. No one knows one. I mean, no one can name one, but everyone says they know someone who knows one. And you don't see any. There's no girls holding hands that I saw. Well, I mean, like friends. There's no girls kissing and all of that. Yep. Something tells me there are 0 sales of Schmooly Boutiques butt plugs in Norway. I'm willing to bet 0 is the number of sales in Norway. Maybe that's just me, but that's what I think. Yep. All right, let's show some of these. Ooh, Look at this. This looks so real. Even the shadowing. All right, I got to show this to you. Or could this be real? Nah, that looks, yeah, I don't know. Do you want to step up and be a real man for me and Jamal? Look at this. That's brilliant. No thanks. See, the underneath it doesn't look real, but this does look real. It's very well done. Yeah, right. I like it. Oh, boy. Matilda Crawford, anesthesiologist. Bonk. Yeah. Look at her. She's probably a lovely woman, actually. Probably sweet as pie. You know, despite threatening you with that hammer. And, oh, Musk's wealth, Bezos' wealth, Zuckerberg's wealth, and USA minimum wage. There you have it. Yeah, we probably should tax the billionaires literally out of existence, like no longer living. This would be a better world without these three motherfuckers having what they have. That's just a fact of the matter. And, oh, look at this. Government protecting us from climate change since 1350. Yeah. Take the heart out on the rack. Sheesh. Oh, no. Hold on. The otter one. I did my double click, and the otter one went away. Here it is. Meow, billy, meow. This cartoon otter. Very well done. Nicely. That's a keeper. That's a keeper. And the color blue again. That's weird. I would need to know the composition of this house, though. Is this all stonework and masonry? If so, that actually makes a lot of sense. There also does appear to be damage to this roof here, for what that's worth. Yeah. Great movie. I think that's her name. Something Tartu. Yeah. She's adorable. And already showed you gay fag masonry. Oh, this was from earlier, which I can't believe I didn't see the other half of this earlier. Earlier, just the cover of the book showed up. And then when I opened up the link to the full image, you know, here it was. Boom. We got Trump way to the top. I assume this is authored by Trump on account it says, one day when my Kabbalah teacher, so that's concerning. Wow. Okay, here, I'll share the link in case someone wants to go ahead and grab it off of F to the T to the J, because it's from earlier. You won't see it in this tonight's Right Perspective show, so I have to give you the link that way. Now you've seen it. Now you have it. Utterly reprehensible. Yep. You know it. I thought I'd share this concerning. This was from earlier also. Look at this concerning image. Look at this ugly. I mean, this is an ugly woman. This is so strange. This is, are they both post-Ozempic? Is that what's happening here? How can someone have this tricep waddle and yet fit in like 26-inch jeans? What's happening here? That means, I mean, he is definitely a post-Ozempic body. It almost looks fake. He's doing fag hands. He's got garden hose arms. I mean, can this guy do one chin up? What's going on here? Speaking of chins, where is his? Someone stole his chin. Look at him looking adorably at her. It's almost like she could be behind him with a strap on, and then his picture might be appropriate. I know that's a bit much for everyone, but really I see him as a big fag. A big fag under the thumb of this disgusting street shitting animal. Boy, she's laughing all the way to the bank and then some. She hit the lottery with this fucking retard. Unbelievable. This also from earlier. Yes. Yes, we can afford to give endless armaments to Israel, but can't supply planes to put out our own fucking fires. I suppose that's what we're to believe. That's what we're to believe. Yeah, well, not just that. We saw it. We don't have to believe it. We saw it with our own eyes, so we do have to believe it, actually. Yes. That's interesting. I want the eternally silent Jews. That's pretty good. That's good. I would like that too, actually. Okay, I don't know what this is about. What do you mean Britney's pic that Ralph leaked? I am so, dude, I'm out to lunch on all this. I don't know what you're talking about. Britney. Yeah, I don't have to tell you. Let me just search it quick. Oh, God, you get all the weirdos with their Britney Spears obsession. Yeah, boy, there's people love this girl. It's crazy. Okay, listen, she's got shoulders like a man, but the rest of her's okay. It can't be this, Britney's vault. Nah, it can't be that. Nope, I doubt Ralph released any of these. Oh, hold on. The chick from Politically Provoked. Oh, right, that's the clip. Yes, okay, now I'm sorry. I'm dense. That's the clip I say. Play, I should say. That's the clip, like this one here.
No, I lost my train of thought.
She's so dumb and annoying. Ugh. She's admittedly, yes, I've seen her do the whole part you brought thing. So, yeah, I don't really need to see, you don't say, I don't need to see her. Frankly, I don't think I'd be too excited to see Britney from Politically Provoked in the nude. I don't think there's going to be much there that would excite your boy Davis. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Serve me a bill. What part Jewish? 1/8? Well, I was going on information I had that Scarlett Johansson's test was 1/64th Jewish. So, what kind of shit genetic test is that, by the way? Just saying. Colonizer Grind said it's encouraging this with his LOL. Yep. Politically Provoked, also doing very well. Maybe I need to NNR. Should I be doing bots or something? How does this work? How does one garner an audience to just make like $50 a night? Britney was hotness, but the kikes got her. Britney is kike. Oh, you mean Britney Spears? Yes. Well, she was cute and everything, but I don't know. There was something a little weird about Britney Spears. Yeah. Anywho. Yeah, it does seem they got to her. Oh, AIS has a botted chat. That's funny. I will say this about Britney Spears. I've seen, you know, it's no wonder this woman went nuts, because it does seem like a lot, doesn't it? It seems like a lot to have this whole great big career and all these people counting on you, and you're signing fan letters or someone signing them for you. And then, I don't know, it just seems like a lot. And then they also, people picked on her, which I also found pretty weird. It is weird when people get these hard-ons to pick on celebrities, so I don't know. Listen, it's not like I feel bad for her. I don't really know her. But it seems like she really needed a break, and whoever was making money was just treating her like a cash cow. That's the impression I get. Like, they had Britney Spears working when she should have really been, like, taking a fucking break. That's what she should have been doing. And the whole cutting your own hair off thing, I don't know. Maybe she's taking like SSRIs and stuff. I don't know. She seems, the poor dear needs help is really what it seems like. If you ask me, I don't know. Britney Spears needed a friend or needed someone to like hang out and just listen to her. And instead it seems like everyone was monetizing her every fucking move and trying to steal everything from her, which sounds very Jewish. That's because, you know, on account of she's in Hollywood and in the music biz. So, yes, as usual, white's losing. Whites need to stop losing. Oh, beggar's velvet. How nice. Boiling Frog. This French-Canadian nigger wants you to play this old English folk song to show you Saxons. I have forgiven you for lying about the awesomeness of the Franks. Fun fact. France is named after the Francisca, a curved throwing axe. Really? All right, I'll play along. We'll get a taste of this. Here we go.
Trees that grow so fair, of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of the midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay did many a day, or ever a new has begun. Ash of the lawn was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Born of the dance or new joy town, from which was London born. Witnessed here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of the midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of the little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in church of old, he breedeth the mighty Paul. All the pursuit to wise men choose and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is filled and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must be for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of the little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that any way draws her shade. And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, it ain't no wrong when he lieth the lung with oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of the midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring submarine.
And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of the midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of the little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of the midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of the little thing in oak and ash, and England shall fight till judgment day by oak and ash and thorn.
There we have it. All right. Yeah, see the link, Serb, for that song. Anima. Anima? Anima. Right. There we go. Serbian Bull, also, if you could send me whatever you were talking about with, I don't know, fucking Bitcoin or whatever it was. And I'll forward that to my boy, and hopefully we get that going. Get it going. Get it going. Okay, we got some inside baseball. We need LBC to get to $10. Is that this library coin? Yes, you must be doing tongue-in-cheek stuff now. Bezos went beyond a quadrillion. Really? Well, well, well. Bezos bucks. Yep, yep, yep. Huh. Didn't hodl like a boss. Yeah, hodl. That wasn't originally an Elon term, was it? I think he just popularized it. There you go. Boiling Frog asking what exchange you guys are on. See, I don't know what that means yet. Me, Billy Boo. We were giving you the tip on XRP 6 months ago when it was 40 cents. Now it's $3. Nice. Nice. Right on. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully people, I guess, you know, you set it up. Maybe they donate Bitcoin or something. I don't know how it works. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Oh, Huntress in the FTJ, Modern Viking. Thanks for that image. And Straight Out of Swamped In, dropping a hydrant. And oh, boy. Oh, boy. Whew. Look at this disturb. Oh, my God. Her prostate, her choice. Yeah, America. This, you know, America's insane. We've gone insane. Yeah. You have news headlines like, his ovarian cysts caused, you know, like, wait, what? His ovarian cysts caused medical difficulties. Well, okay. Where are we with FTJ? That seems to be, I'm caught up now. Hello, Huntress. Okay. So, yeah, I showed you everything I wanted to show you. We'll go back to this one since we're utterly reprehensible. Why, I oughta. Okay. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All right, let's share this tab. Make sure we have audio. And
an alleged survivor of Nathan Chasing Horse breaking her silence. One by one, women have shared their stories, first with 8 News Now investigator Vanessa Murphy.
Tonight, we hear from a former wife who says she escaped Chasing Horse and his group known as The Circle.
Kayla One Spot was once Kayla Chasing Horse.
It was really difficult leaving.
She says she was considered a wife of Nathan Chasing Horse, the Dances with Wolves actor, self-proclaimed medicine man, and leader of The Circle. He's now awaiting trial in Las Vegas on multiple charges related to the alleged sexual abuse against 3 women, 2 of them when they were underage. We've learned
what happened to the noble savage that we're all supposed to idolize and respect. What happened? Oh, it seems they're not all so in touch with nature. At one with nature and all of this shit. So there's that. Let's do this.
Breaking news again, Delphi's chief of police has resigned.
A local judge accused him of lying under oath, and Anna Darling is explaining more on what they say happened. Anna?
Yeah, good morning. Carroll County Special Judge Troy Hawkins says Chief Nathan Lamar was dishonest when trying to justify a warrantless car search during a drug arrest last year. Here's what happened according to court documents. Chief Lamar pulled a man over for having a blue license plate light instead of a white one last January. Lamar found the driver had a history of arrests for drug possession and dealing meth. Body camera footage showed he noticed a black locked container in the car. The report says a canine did not alert to drugs in the car. The chief is heard telling the driver,
you know, this canine alerting to drug shit should probably not even count. Not that I'm not a big defender of the police, especially because we know these cops do the thing where they train their fucking dogs to alert, to do false alerts. As you know, we watch many, many nigger videos with Paul. When it's a police video involving a dog, well, you can see they tug the leash and then the dog triggers. So they've just trained these dogs to go triggering for drugs whenever they feel like it. So really, does it matter? I mean, but no, this guy shouldn't be. I don't care what he was searching, you know, unless it was a nigger's car. But white people should not have their cars searched just because some fucking guy feels like it. And yeah, locked black container inside the car. Okay, well, searching without warrant.
To wait in a nearby gas station, and the car would be impounded. After the driver is gone, Lamar is then reported to have searched the car without a warrant. He found meth in that container and arrested the man. During a bench trial in September, Lamar testified. When asked if he suspected the defendant of drug activity, Lamar said no. Judge Hawkins wrote in an order that Lamar should have recognized the potential for drugs given his training and experience. He said Lamar knew he did not have enough evidence to get a search warrant, but searched the car anyway.
So why play this? Well, because this country is so dysfunctional now, you can't even just bust people who obviously are using or dealing drugs. You can't even do that, honestly, now. It's a bit of a fucking joke. Speaking of a bit of a joke.
Court documents tell us a Hampton police officer found himself a victim of a crime while admitting to doing something illegal himself. He apparently had a rendezvous with someone he shouldn't have, and that woman allegedly stole his car.
Wait for it.
And on your side, Madison Pierman's also looking into this tonight. Madison?
Absolutely. And just a heads up for everybody, that officer...
Now, compared to the last newscaster, this one is, like, This one looks hot compared to her. So that's how you do it, ladies. Just stand next to someone as ugly as the last newscaster, and suddenly this hard six is suddenly pulling eight numbers.
Officer is off the job tonight. Virginia Beach court documents detail a meetup for sex arranged by a Hampton police officer, ending with his car being stolen.
Listen to this, though. You're going to hear. She's doing this. Look at this face. By the way, the cop. you don't think she's a six? What are you saying? She's a seven? All right. I might have been unfair. Or maybe you think it's right. Those hands look awfully big, though. I don't know. That could be fun. Davis has perma beer goggles. Dude, she's not that terrible. Come on. You think she's lower than a six? I don't know.
And by the prostitute.
I don't know. I just think women are, I don't know. Women are beautiful. So I find a lot of things about them. Other people don't, I suppose. All right, but here's what you're going to find wild. This fucking cop pays this negress prostitute. You're about to see her. Oh, boy. Pays her with some kind of fucking Apple app. Yeah. And then the nigger bitch steals his car. You got to dig this.
He hired. He said his law enforcement badge was still even in the car. Hampton police say he's since been fired, but they can't comment on why.
So he goes, he uses police car, goes to a fucking prostitute. The bitch steals his car with the police badge and all that in there. Yeah. Yeah. And wait till you see this redheaded demon with her big fucking lower bubble lip.
Why? Jerron Harry was a Hampton police officer when he met 20-year-old Alexis Copeland, a.k.a. Dream.
A.k.a. Dream. Look at this Ronald McDonald-ass looking nigga. Look at that lip. Now, the top lip, that's no great deal either. It's got a mustache above that lip. But look at that bottom lip. It's like a suitcase handle. Yeah. Could you imagine? I mean, you couldn't pay me to fuck this thing, and someone paid Dream. Her name is Dream up on them screets. By the way, her first name is I Have A. I Have A Dream. What's your full name, ma'am? Oh, I Have A. I Have A Dream. Do you? Yeah, do you?
On an app. Court documents say he told police he hired her for sex on December 30th. Those documents detail a meetup at...
I didn't do this. Look, this is the news. Warp stabilizer and speed can't be used on the same clip. And they released it like this. God, this country's falling apart. Even the fucking Jews news can't be put together properly.
An apartment in Virginia Beach off Lynnhaven Road. Harry told police he Apple paid Dream.
Oh, Apple paid her. Now look at this. All these cars with spoilers. Isn't it true you need a car to go about 140 miles an hour until a spoiler has any effect at all on performance? That means you in a nigga territory right there. Lots of spoilers happening.
$100 for sex. Court document.
Oh, Dream. Is that the going rate now? I didn't even know. What is the going rate, guys? Dream is $100. Yeah, Dream is paying people $1,000 to fuck her. It's still not having any effect. By the way, look at these blinds. What it must be like inside this place. These blinds are falling apart. You see this? Not good. Not good. Spoilers outside, broken blinds on the windows, Dream in your bed. First name, I Have A. All right, we did that one.
Payment said they laid in bed together before agreeing to shower. But Harry said Dream never joined him in the shower. Instead, he got out to realize his phone, keys, wallet, car, and Dream were gone, with his police credentials still in the vehicle.
That's pretty great. So this bitch is out there flashing a badge with her big lower lip flapping. Yeah, Dream.
He called police using a neighbor's phone and explained what happened.
The cop is calling 911. This is great. This is great.
And show they were able to track down his vehicle in Norfolk with two people inside of it, Dream and a man she told police was her baby daddy.
Okay, now this is the other thing. The news just said her baby daddy. Come on. This country is a fucking joke.
But Dream told police the Hampton police officer had agreed to let her use his car.
Oh, sure.
Court documents show she admitted he did not give her permission, though, to use any cards from his wallet, which...
All right, so that's phrased in a confused manner. So no one gave her permission to do anything. She just took the car and all that stuff. And she was, as the Negroes say, she was trifling. She'd be trifling. So, yeah, no one gave her permission to use shit. She just drove off with everything. And the next thing you know, in the stolen car is that lower lip flapping bitch with her baby daddy.
Which documents say she did. Despite her version of events, Alexis Dream Copeland was arrested and faces several charges, including prostitution and stealing a car.
Oof.
Jerron Harry, though, who court documents show admitted to police that he hired Dream for sex, is not facing any charges out of Virginia Beach as of this afternoon.
There you go. So, and the cop's not even facing charges. Come on. Come on. How do you take this country seriously? God. Fucking Dream. Are you shitting me?
We're following breaking news in Hampton. That's where police are investigating several car crashes.
Right now, we know westbound lanes on West Mercury Boulevard are...
Okay, really is an ugly contest with local news, obviously. We'll get past this news bit here.
Closed from Fox Hill. There, she joins us now.
Oh, wait a second.
Wait, before we see a red car on the three fire trucks just opened up, so you can...
Oh, sorry, here. I pulled up a different clip. Yeah. Oh, good news, everyone. Good news. Here you go. You have Bailing Out Loud. We have a Tourette's show. A Tourette's show. Of all the adorable kids with Tourette's, why do you get to pick this? Just saying. Oh, a Libris, you're saying.
Something new. Boy, it's time I told you what to do. Top that wiener, tap the rotisserie chicken. And scene. Off.
My name is Balin.
I hate her already. I do. I don't know. I find a lot of people with Tourette's very likable. But Balin is not doing it for me.
21 years old, and I have Tourette syndrome.
In a little baby weenie. Spotted alone in a safari. In an itchy baby weenie. Sorry, I'm excited. F*** off. F*** off.
I'm sorry. It's crazy. Dude, it's crazy. Balin. First of all, I kind of hate her for being called Balin. That's the first thing. But man. Man, yeah, I like it when they repeat racial slurs, too. They just happen to find someone who doesn't. Oh, curious. Yeah. It's just not, she's not terribly likable. You're bailing out. There you go. Yeah, NNR with the fucking line of the night. Bailing out.
Tourette syndrome is a neurological involuntary motor and vocal disorder that is chronic. Chronic dick. Slap that wiener, wrap that wiener, tap that wiener.
All good advice.
Tourette syndrome causes me to have tics, and tics are sudden twitches, sounds, or movements that I do repetitively.
Stupid.
When I get the urge to tick, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy. After I do the tick or release the tick, the urge goes away.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like men with sex. Look at this. Colonizer Grind said, man, Hawk to a Girl has really gone downhill. Hawk to a Girl should start that. She should start having a tick. She could change her whole story arc. Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, she'd be doing the Hawk to out of nowhere. Spit on it. God. Oh, God. Oh, Balin. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, it's crazy. Of all the, there's got to be 1,000 adorable kids/girls with Tourette's. This, she had to know somebody that's bailing, bailing out.
Yeah. A tick can come from anything. Anything I see, hear, smell, think about. Make it wobble. Like that, because I'm thinking about that. I'm trying not to look at him.
Try not to look at who?
Him! Because every time I see a bald person, I have to tell them that they're bald. So, you're bald. The most random things can become a
tumor. Wow, we got to get her around tuber.
Tick. Or ticks. Tourette syndrome, stupid.
You're gonna do pancakes?
Babe, listen, I can work at a restaurant.
And sausage.
The morning crispy flour. Oh, no, to me.
I'm 21. I still live at home. Not ideal. But my parents are my heroes.
Welcome to America, you know. If you're 21 living at home, that's perfectly normal now, actually. No one should be surprised if your kids stay with you till like 26, 7, 8, or whenever they decide to meet a lady and get married.
They would do anything, not only for me, but for all of my siblings.
And your dogs, right? They love the dogs.
There's not enough botulinum toxin for all my wrinkles. There's not.
They've been married.
Oh, no, they're doing that thing where they're pretending they're not being filmed and she's cracking one-liners. And he's trying to do his, my shirt can say nigger because it's black, you know, his whole routine. Look, I'm funny.
23 years.
What? Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then six kids later, it's like, I'm a dad. I know, like, I'm a dad. Like, just, this is great.
Here we are in West Virginia, just winging it.
What are you making?
Scrambled eggs.
I work for the federal government.
And I'm kind of living the dream, I guess, as a full-time stay-at-home mom.
I'd describe our family as large, chaotic.
Search warrant!
Shut up, Sammy.
Sammy's our youngest girl. She's kind of our wild kid as far as, like, most daring. She's moved out first, but she comes home quite often.
Having a sister with Tourette's is very crazy. You don't know if you're gonna get slapped in the face or get a hug. You don't know.
Burke's our oldest. He's 23, and he's the leader. Burke's graduated college. He's moved back home with us, and now he's on his job hunting adventure.
Vic.
Well, that could be a while, buddy. Just, you know, hang in there. Hang in there. Yeah. Waffles, yes, we love waffles. Blip, nigger. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you guys are on the chats discussing how America forces financial restructuring for old people. It's super fucking weird. Yep. You got to have your mom put all her shit in a trust to protect it against the state repoing it. It's fucking crazy. There you go. Me, pencil pusher living off the taxpayer. Well, still, that family's living the dream. You know, say what you want. I assume he's white. You know, hey, listen, I hope all of our white guys get great jobs. Go ahead and work for the Fed. Sounds good to me. Go get a federal job with that sweet, sweet 401k shit happening. Get that pension. And then have a great big family and have your beautiful white wife stay home, which case you'd have to be hotter than her. I'm just picking on her, you know. Yep, yep. All right, where was we? I think we played that out. Pop, all that. Yeah. Oh, here it is. I was looking for that.
Fuck you, Tammy.
Okay, kid. Let's do it.
Fuck you, Tammy. Mm-mm. Fuck you, Tammy. 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 Fuck you, Tammy.
Right.
Fuck you.
All right, we got it. All right. Let me just double, triple check something here. No, not Oak, Ash, and Thorn. Let's go over here. Sex trafficking victim. Oh, it turns out, yes, we already played that. Okay. Oh, here's some more. Here's some more fun. All right.
A lot of them made me feel like I was less of a human being. She can't drive. She shouldn't go out in public. She can't do anything.
Finally, before Balin's 18th birthday, we landed at the Mayo Clinic, where we were able to get an official diagnosis that Balin does have Tourette syndrome.
Oh, what gave it away? Oh, yeah. See, look at this. Did you know this was a different thing? Did you know that it's called corporalia, the involuntary outburst of obscene words and phrases? So all those Tourette people doing the cuss words, that's like a whole, that's a whole separate thing. So I guess Tourette's must be a spectrum where it could just be like an eye twitch or something, all the way up to this full-blown corporalia. Isn't that wild? That is wild. Yep. We played that black-haired girl from a long time. Though she was adorable. But yes, Tourette's fascinating. You wonder if they serve some. Do they serve some like psychobiological purpose? So is this actually, is Tourette's increasing? Not just in response to obviously, you know, vaccine usage, but is Tourette's actually like an evolutionary response to political correctness? Think about that. Think about that. Me, me, me. Yes, as you should, Swampy, trying to get back into the KOG since private industry's full of Jeets and Nogs. Yep. And we've got our fingers crossed. I hope Swampy gets a big old comfy job with some of that job security on account of, you know, his people built this country. So maybe just a little something for the folks who built the country and their posterity, Kikes. How about that? No? Okay, well, here comes the match and the lighter fluid. I'm just saying that's the way it's going to be going. Bill Bradley in the his aisle. What's up, buddy? And oh dear, Boiling Frog's being really naughty. I was about to read that. Physically incapable of not saying nigger, LOL. Yeah, imagine that. She sees a bald dude. She has to say you're bald. I guess she sees a nigger and she's just like, nigger. Yep. Which is actually just like a lot of NS women. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, well, Balin. Yes, we are Balin out.
Which means I have obsessions or thoughts that turn into compulsions or gestures. Ladies and gentlemen, how we clean the fridge. My OCD is worse than my Tourette's. For example, I get the urge to tick the first time, but I get the thought to tick the two other times. I do everything in threes. Everything.
What are you?
Let's.
I gotta do it two more times.
Oh my gosh.
There is no cure for Tourette syndrome. There is only ways to.
Well, that's, I don't know. Serbian Bull says keep your pimp hand strong. That's how you fix Tourette's.
Lessen your symptoms.
Fat ass. Butter your own biscuit, fat ass. Put it up your lip.
To lessen your symptoms.
Listen to this.
Fat ass. Butter your own biscuit, fat ass. Put it up your lip.
There's medications you can take, and the medicine, it did great for my tics, but I felt terrible. My mental health was terrible. My well-being was terrible. I think I gained like 35 pounds in a month. I want to feel like a real person, and I don't want to feel like a zombie. The things that have helped me the most is CBT therapy, where you try to rewire your brain and lessen tics.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, listen, that was pretty wild. That was wild. So let's do some of the news. All right. What do we have here? The future of TikTok? VPN? Okay, let's have it.
Now let's get to the future of TikTok. A majority of Supreme Court justices appear inclined to uphold the federal law that would ban the social media app here in the U.S. unless its China-based parent divests. Now, the ruling likely in the next few days. ABC's Alexis Papas is here now to talk more about this. And Alexis, I think a lot of people thought this would never happen. So how exactly would a ban work? Would people still be able to use the app?
It's important to know using the app is not illegal. If you have it on your phone, it's not a crime to go into it and to scroll if it does get banned. If it is indeed banned, it's unclear really what's going to happen. Even the lawyer for TikTok said he's not completely sure. He told the Supreme Court justices he believes it will just disappear. That's what happened in India when they banned the app back in 2020. It just disappeared. Yeah. May not be the case here. The Apple and Google Play stores will not be able to host the app any longer. So if you
And there's the real key. Right, so that's the real threat. So as it turns out, the TikTok ban is not so much a ban as it is it won't be hosted by the major, app distributors. So yeah, I mean, it seems to me people are just going to join that Red Book, Little Red Book, whatever it's called. The kids are going to find something else, right? Isn't that how it works? They're going to find something else. It'll become where TikTok isn't fucking cool or something, and then it's all over.
Ever downloaded it, you won't be able to. If you're one of the 170 million people in this country who have the app, half the country, you're no longer going to get software updates. The internet hosting companies and data storage providers who support the app won't be able to do that. If they do, they'll get hefty fines. So over time, the app's going to become glitchy. It'll be slow. The functionality will erode and it'll be obsolete.
Okay, well. So I guess if you're TikTok, that might sound a little scary. But again, in the grand scheme of things, this is overt Jewish power smashing an app that the kids love. I think it's great. I hope they do it. And I hope all of the young kids who love this TikTok shit, I hope they just end up hating fucking Jews.
So one question we're hearing a lot, if the ban goes into effect, is there some way users can get around it?
Right. When there's a will, there's a way. Doesn't always mean it's a good way. You could use your web browser, use Safari to get on the TikTok website. That is going to be a stripped down version, so the experience is going to be really different. There's also VPN, the virtual private network, that makes it think you're not in the country that's banned the app. There's a small fee that goes along with that. Whatever you do, though, if you're using a third party or using these go-arounds, be sure that you're not leaving yourself vulnerable to malware.
Thanks for the tip. Right. Here's the timeline.
The timeline here is really fascinating, though, right? Because this TikTok shutdown is set to happen January 19th.
Right.
The very next day, Donald Trump is inaugurated. Mm-hmm. He has said he wanted to save TikTok. Can he do anything?
Remember in his first administration, he moved to shut it down. That got blocked by the courts. Now he says he wants to save it. He's asking the court for more time. He says, let me get in the White House so I can negotiate a sale of TikTok. We don't know what that would look like. At the end of the day, he could choose not.
We actually do. We do know what that'll look like, right? We already know that this is a forced sale to a Jewish company. I mean, a company run by like 90% Jews. Yeah, TikTok is the malware. Exactly, Swampy. That's funny. We know says I would love a wife like her, referring to bailing out the Tourette's girl. You would like a, yeah, you think so. Never a dull moment. That's true enough, but boy, that must get crazy. It must get crazy. Yes. And not to be gross, but seriously, the bedroom would be nuts. Wouldn't it be nuts? I mean, sometimes I guess you like it nuts, but sometimes you just, it's gotta be, I mean, please, this would just be enough already. And what's this about? Joker saying, I remember the Tourette's guy. Wait a second. I have Tourette's guy links. Nope. None of that's going to work. It will just go away with no access for us. Always honest says about TikTok. That could be very well true. And I kind of hope that is the case. Not that, you know, I'd like to see a great tool that we can weaponize against Jews to go away. But I think the anger it would engender, the disgust reaction it would have, in everyone who just loves TikTok, I think it'd be fucking great. I really do. Yeah, buddy. Sorry. I should have done the clearing my voice thing. Me. It's a real inner identity crisis. What's this about, sir? Whoa. Oh, I see what you did there. All right, let's dig on that.
No. Wait.
That's funny.
No. Wait.
Yeah, it's that fucking Walking Dead thing. Pretty good. Oh, Tourette's guy. Speaking of, let's go to it. Z Tourette's guy. Oh, yeah.
Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste. The one with tartar control. And it made me feel like a piece of shit! This is bullshit! I hope this is a Puff Daddy version of the song. Not that Sting piece of shit! Fuck! Damn it!
Come on.
Holy shit! Balls! Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit! I pissed!
Wow.
Fucking hung up my ass!
I want 2 cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them. I don't load it up, but you pull shit!
What a douche!
I want a biggie fries and give me some shit to drink.
Okay, I want biggie fries. I don't know, somehow this guy's not as entertaining as some of the female Tourette's girls we've seen. What's with his emphatic shit business?
12-hour marathon of Scooby-Doo and Friends on the Cartoon Network. I watched all 12 hours. When I was finished, I said, shit. Uh-huh.
What?
Are you shitting me? Ah! Asshole!
What is this shit?
Sorry.
You can't do shit with your balls.
That's good. It's true. You can't do shit without your balls. So you see, you do learn from the Tourette's guy. Here you go. Always honest, saying TikTok will go away completely from the U.S. market. Yeah, I kind of hope it engenders a lot of hatred that way. So that'd be good. Oh, Modern Viking reminding us. Oh no. Okay. I've missed something great in FTJ. That was a shame. Remember the Indian story? Two Spirit is feather nigger for faggot. Harry Holler, chief ramming anus. Oh my God, was molesting Indian kids, shocker. Modern Viking referencing Dream, the prostitute Dream with a lower lip that looked like a suitcase handle. First name, I have a last name, Dream. Said that lip can be used as a flotation device. That's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. Dreadneck, what's up, buddy? Clip that, Davis, when she says, slap that wiener, tap that wiener. Right? That should be in my collection. And then the people will write me and be like, why do you use porn clips in your intros and breaks? Okay, nothing I have is from porn. Okay? Maybe that tells you something about YouTube you don't want to know. None of it's porn. Yeah, even that weird girl talking about how she likes when her butthole itches just a little bit. Which, admittedly, that's weird. It's also just funny. Oh, no, at least it isn't carpophagia. Isn't that? That's the eating of the duty, isn't it? Okay, then that's too gross, even for this show. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Sir, this is a Wendy's. Yeah. Biggie fries. Where do you even go? But where do you go to get these biggie fries? But everyone loves elotes, do they? I don't think so. I don't think everyone loves elotes. Yeah. Ooh. Serbian bull with the master legs.
Fuck. Oh.
Jesus.
Baby squirrel use a sexy motherfucker.
This is pretty ingenious. I like this version of him better, really. Much more entertaining. Boiling Frog suggesting that the Chinese are going to create a secondary app. Already done, my man. Already done. Yeah, I played the news clips. It's called something like Red Note or whatever. Or translate to Little Red Book. And then the leftist libtards were doing Q shit with it. Suggesting that, oh, it's like the communist Little Red Book. And oh. That's where we are now, is the Q shit has folded in on itself, and now it's like expressing itself through libtards now. So now we have libtard Q. Just when you thought Q was dead, it's come back. Yep. Ah. Oh, I know. Dude, Ananar, I saw that. I know exactly why you did it, too. Ananar saying, I showed a model shoot from YouTube and the faglatides called it porn. Yeah, of course, they're being completely disingenuous. Everyone knows that's not porn. It was, Ananar was clearly doing it so that it would fuck up the people restreaming his shit and sniping it. Right? I mean, it's the perfect sort of poison pill in your show to drop that in. And they were all being disingenuous assholes because everyone knows that's not porn. Okay. Porn today is insane. Okay. It's nuts. So if you think a beautiful woman laying on a staircase and, oh, tee-hee-hee, you can see her nipples. If you think that's porn, you might have a serious problem. You might be from the 1940s. Okay. Or you might be disingenuous, or you might have a problem. Evan knows that wasn't porn. That was done as a poison pill for the restreamers. That's all. Everyone knows it. Yeah, they prefer the standard fuck party. Right. Yeah, all these guys saying NNR pulled up porn, they know what real porn is because that's what's in their browser. They have it. It's in there. It's coming up all the time in their auto-suggests. It auto-completes every time they try to type the letter A. It auto-completes Adriana Chekik's winking butthole. That's the phrase that comes up. So all these motherfuckers know what porn is today, and they're just being disingenuous saying NNR was, yeah. Okay, audio back. Dude, I don't know what happened. You're saying I went somewhere. All right, well, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, everything they say is disingenuous. Of course it is. Everyone fucking knows this. These guys, they just got to go. Yeah, that's the D-Live bomb. Fuck them up. Yeah, you should have more footage like that. Show Yeah, put poison pills every fucking night just in case. And yeah, anyone who doesn't get it, you're just either a fag or you're being disingenuous. Okay. Besides, what is it a big, I understand the big deal. And there's some beautiful woman in a photo shoot and she's topless. Why is this? Oh, we're supposed to think, oh, scandalous. Ooh. NNR showed bubbas on his, what are you, six? God. They do prefer gay tranny porn. It probably shocked them. They were shocked to see like an actual real woman. They're like, whoa, what is this? It made them really uncomfortable. They're so used to their tranny porn. Like, whoa, this girl with tits has no dick. I'm totally uncomfortable. Yeah. There we go. Frogs make a living. Wait, where'd it go? Frogs make a living saving pussy for the rest of us. Oh, I guess. Oh, I didn't choose an amateur, right? I was doing material. I was putting together material on these fags. Remember when I was doing my ripping new buttholes on the piss streamers? And believe me, if you go ahead and if you search, you can go check this out. You search winking butthole, because that's what I was imagining these faggots do. Winking butthole porn, Adriana Cheka comes up. Evidently, she's quite renowned for, which is a strange thing to be famous for. I'm sure her parents are quite proud. Hey, honey, you made it. When people search winking butthole porn, guess what comes up? Our last name. Good job. You've done really well, Adriana. Okay. They are fags, though. I don't know if they're actually, I don't think these guys actually put their, you know, winking buttholes up on camera lenses and snap them for each other, but they are that gay. They're that gay. So listen, no one be surprised. I'm telling you this, don't be surprised. No one is going to be shocked if we find out that AIS has some, you know, gay pics out there or something. No one would be shocked. Tuber, I got to admit, does not give me fag vibes. So it would probably just be something degenerate that's floating around as he preaches to everybody. Putting on, he does his Christian shtick. You know, that's what he likes to do. That's what he likes to do, of course. The big Christian shtick. Incorrect, Bill Bradley. That was AIDS uncle. But you're close. Yep, that's the story. Yeah, it's just a dumb, funny thing to say, winking butthole. Obviously, I know this is an exaggeration. But, you know, the dude, yeah. What are you going to do about AIS? What are you going to do about it? I guess maybe this.
Hey, fuck! Damn it!
What's with the neck brace? Did this guy, like, does he end up fucking himself up because he's got his Tourette's? That's wild. That's wild. Yep, wood chipper and volcano. Because, yeah. In fact, you can throw, what was it again? You can throw Adriana in with this guy, unfortunately. Sorry, dude, you got to go. Holy shit, this was 17 years ago. That's crazy. Wow. October 23rd, 2007. My God. Yeah, that's true, too. It's easier for the wood chips if they're cooked in the volcano first. Yeah, it just turns them into like a poof of ash then. So not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Yeah, those are good clips. I like that. Thank you, buddies, for sharing. That was fun. We like a little break from time to time. All right, back to it. The ticks, the tox, you've heard it now. Oh, brother. I suppose we're supposed to be worried. Is that the normal reaction? I don't know. I'm not going to miss anything if TikTok goes away. But I'm glad that the kids would be pissed. Boy, there'd be a whole new generation of people just hating on fucking Jews for taking away their favorite app. Man, I'm going to love that. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, frankly. Go ahead, Jews, do it. Use your overt power as usual. And then when people hate you, you're going to get what you fucking deserve. That's how that goes. That's how that goes. Chinese users on Red Note inform American TikTok refugees that they may say Heil Hitler and N-words on the platform. Fucking based. Nice. See, all you got to do is get used to this language or use a translator. Wow. You can offensively talk to Jewish. I like that. I like that. It's free to say this. Now, of course, this guaranteed there's a libtard out there doing Q libtardism. That's like, oh my God, this little red book, it's a conspiracy because the government of China put out this red note. Like that's the equivalent of a tweet on Red Note. They sent out this red note. It's the government tricking you. No, the rest of the world, Asian people do not give a fuck if you talk about Hitler. Okay, that's just a fact of the matter. This is only in completely, Jew-dominated countries like, Japan's not going really well for the Japanese, is it? No, it's not. Whew. Okay, well, interesting here. We like to track health and news because it often gives you some insight. You're now supposed to be afraid of some kind of rabbit virus, bunny rabbit. You're supposed to be afraid of bird flu, be afraid of COVID, be afraid of flu, be afraid of walking pneumonia, be afraid. There's a lot to be afraid of, a lot of reasons to get vaccines. However, listen to this.
Good morning. If it feels like everyone around you is coughing or sneezing, look, you are not imagining it. Hospitals across the country are dealing with a wave of respiratory illnesses hitting families hard, especially young kids. The CDC says more than half of the country, at least 35 states, are seeing high or very high levels of flu, COVID, RSV, even the common cold. Huh. So far this season, the flu alone has sent more than 63,000 people to the hospital and caused at least 2,700 deaths. That includes 11 children. And we are expecting fresh numbers tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Michigan, the situation's so serious that two major Detroit health systems are now limiting visitors to help stop the spread of flu and RSV. Pediatric units especially overwhelmed, with some hospitals at 95% capacity.
Okay, we're back to this story. They really are doing it soon. They really are going into this phase of trying to do COVID 2.0. It's really fucking nuts. Okay, these hospitals are not at 95%. Capacity. That's a lie. What's happening is they close three wings, and then the wing that they kept open, that's at 95%. That does not mean 95% of the fucking hospital is at capacity, you retards. It's super disingenuous. It's another perception management trick. I'm certain none of you are going to fall for it, but then again, I don't really give health advice, so I just think you're nuts if you line up for these untested vaxes. Good luck with that.
Health experts urging everyone to get their annual flu and COVID vaccines if they haven't already, and Rhiannon, to stay home if you are sick.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that, Bill Bradley. No one is going to listen to faking gay COVID shit again. You may be surprised. You may be surprised. You may come to be disappointed in many of your fellow whites. You'll be like, what? They're fucking doing it again. There'll be people with masks on. Don't underestimate the power of perception management. I'm telling, dude, it's gonna disappoint you, Bill Bradley. Yeah, don't say nobody's going to listen to fake and gay COVID shit again. It's, I'm afraid, yeah, they could do it over. It's crazy, but they could do it over. The only thing they won't repeat out of COVID 2.0 would be a mini white baby boom. So they won't be keeping white people home from work and sending them checks anymore. That's not going to happen. So you get all of the downside of COVID in 2.0, none of the upside. That's what they'll be doing. Sad a two a say. I like Swampy's idea. If we need to jump in the opportunity to emphasize the fact that Kikes took TikTok away. I don't know how, though. Oh, that's easy. The answer is right here. You jump on Red Note and you tell all of the kids who just arrived there, all the TikTok refugees, you tell them, Jews took your TikTok away. And you're allowed to say that on Red Note. So there you go. That's how we do it. So those people who were TikTok users maybe hop on Red Note and tell all the TikTok refugees that Jonathan Greenblatt's the real president of the United States of America, and he decided you can't have your fucking TikTok because you're talking about Jew stuff. He doesn't want everyone knowing about the genocide kikes are up to. And you keep calling it like a nihilistic murder spree, and it hurts his feelsy-wheelsies. So he just wants to rip TikTok away from you. He's the real president. He has actual power. Donald Trump has no fucking power. Right? Joe Biden has no fucking power. So it becomes an opportunity to do a whole analysis on power disparity, what real representation might look like, the fact you have none, the idea of a free and open exchange of ideas and products in a free market, which does not fucking exist because you can't have TikTok. So you want to highlight the contradictions. That's how you fucking do it. Yep. All right, everybody, in 1035 zone. Make your donos. Support your boy Davis. Show 199. TikTok will be banned Sunday, huh? All right, hell. I sure hope so. I hope they rip it right away from all of the kids. The motherfucking kids. Go ahead and do it, kids. Get angry. Angrier the better. Yep, be angry at the Jews. Jonathan Greenblatt did this to you. That's the message.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Yep, if you can. You should probably help out. Me. Biddly bee. Do we have any Greenblatt here? Let's see. I think I'd have an ADL folder here. You would think. Let me go back here. I bet you I have it here. Greenblatt. Oh, yes, I have a Jonathan Greenblatt folder. Here we go. Yeah, see, that's there. You go. That's why you can't have your TikTok. You can't have your fucking TikTok. They have a TikTok problem, dummies. They have a Gen Z problem, so they took it from you. Yeah, you just can't have your TikTok. Sorry, it's not working for the president of the United States, Nosferatu Greenblatt. And from the beginning, he's been working with Silicon Valley, Matt. He's been monitoring all the platforms. Here we go.
I have software engineers and data scientists working at ADL. We're monitoring all the platforms, by the way, Google and YouTube and Meta and Twitter and Reddit and Steam and Amazon, all these companies. Apple to Zoom, we work with all of them, okay? We've been working with Twitter now since it was founded.
There you go. Working closely with Elon Musk as well. Yep. Yeah, that's the world we live in, folks. That's the world you live in. Jonathan fucking Greenblatt has more say in your life than your mama. Think about that. God, this country sucks a dick. Unbelievable. Yeah, believe you. Yes, they will turn it. Thank you, Harry Aller. They will turn it into show your disdain for Trump by wearing your masks again. Right. Yep. It's ping pong for retards. It'll be you hate the other guy, right? So wear your mask. This is how America's worked for a long time. This is not new, by the way. That is not new. World War II is a great example. Okay. So instead of making America better, what you could do, the Jews thought, is demonize Hitler and then tell America, look, we're not him. So this way you don't have to improve America that much. You just have to point at Hitler, the bad man, and say, we're not him. It's always been like this. It's always been ping pong for retards. Just because the speeches were better back then does not mean it was not ping pong for retards. Yes, Boiling Frog, show 200 tomorrow. Hi-oh. Don't send a dick pic. Make a dono. just make another app. Call it Tactic. Call it Teak Ulam. There you go. Pavlov Puppy, what's up, buddy? True Davis. There's a good side. Still pisses me off because they only did it because they can't control the censorship completely 2 minutes ago. So in reference to Tick to the Talk. Yep. New app, Tikkun Olam. Yep. Did you post your Tikkun lately? Oh, yeah. It's fucking, oh, my God. Yeah, and where does this shit come from, really? It's all so insane. From Vine videos to Periscope, and then it turns into fucking TikTok. I mean, at one level, I'm kind of like, who cares if TikTok goes away? Wouldn't something else just pop up? But I don't know, maybe it's also stage managed now. There's nothing organic can arrive, so maybe nothing else would pop up. I don't know. But I think it's pretty cool. This Red Note thing is waiting in the wings. It's awesome. It's fucking great. Get on it, kids. All you Gen Zers. Get on your Red Note. Little Red Book. Of course, we like to do the climate watch, as you know. So I'm going to pull up FTJ while we listen to the hottest year ever. The hottest year ever. The data's in.
All right, it is time for a check of the weather. Samar Theodore has the latest. Samar, what are you tracking?
Right now, we're talking about the Pacific Palisades and the fires out there. But take a look at this stunning visual of this fire whirl here hitting the ground. Absolutely terrifying. And, you know, as the climate is changing, we are seeing that these wildfires are becoming more extreme and we're getting more extreme weather events. In fact, in 2024, warmest year for the Earth since 1850 when we've been keeping records.
Right. Okay. So, in other words, it isn't it isn't completely inept, incapable lesbian Negroes in wheelchairs. That can't be the reason we have shit firefighters. It's got to be the climate change. That's it. It's the climate change. Hottest year on record, yo. Okay. Yeah, whatever you say, Jews. Yep.
That's what's different now is we are.
By the way, I'm going to play you something and I'm tricking you a little bit here. So I don't want you to. All right. I'm just going to play it. Play along. See if you can guess when this is from. Okay. See if you can guess when this is from.
That's what's different now is we are committed as a team, as a partnership with the legislature and other state agencies, including now the federal government, no longer a sparring partner, but a working partner. Federal government, where we're not addressing headwinds, but tailwinds in terms of the support, a memorandum of understanding, doubling our respective commitments to vegetation management and forest management and prescribed burns, to support the Biden administration with resources, not just rhetoric, to help this collective cause. It's a different paradigm. It's a different framework.
Uh-huh. So that's Gavin Newsom in 2021. So there he is explaining all the wildfire preparedness that's going to be better because ping pong for retards. Biden's in office now instead of Trump, so it's all awesome. Well, it wasn't awesome, Gavin. It wasn't awesome. 2021. These fucking liars. Okay. Remember the apartment complexes, the gang wars, the Aurora, Colorado of it all. Well, let's get an update.
Well, Aurora apartment complex, it's been at the center of controversy, must close immediately, according to the Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain. Our news partner, the Denver Post, reports tonight that Chamberlain filed paperwork to shut down the edge of Lowry Apartments as soon as possible. He calls the complex a threat to public safety. Now, the apartments were already set to close as early as next month after the city and the owners reached an agreement last month. Now, of course, this is that same apartment complex where a couple was kidnapped last month, where a viral video of armed men in the hallways led to claims of a Venezuelan gang takeover in Aurora. A hearing on this new closure is scheduled for Monday.
Well, there you go. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. So eventually, this type of neoliberal capitalism results in the apartment complexes completely closing down, collapsing under their own weight of gang activity and everything else. Unbelievable. We'd all like to say we're surprised, but somehow we're not surprised. Weird. Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Mm-hmm. All right, I had to get that cough out of the way. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Me, Billy Bew. Aurora, closure of Lowry Gang Apartments. Complex reaching breaking point. Yeah, when you're being abducted by Venezuelan gangs. Yeah, you could say you're at your breaking point. That's right. Bad hospitals due to private equity. Oh, no.
A new study is raising concerns about the hundreds of U.S. hospitals controlled by private equity firms. Researchers at Harvard Medical School find patient satisfaction declined, from member station WBUR, Priyanka Dial McCluskey reports.
Many patients said their experience at hospitals worsened after private equity takeovers, and they reported staff were less responsive. Dr. Rishi Wadera co-authored the study and says it adds to a growing body of evidence pointing in the same direction.
When private equity takes over a hospital, things generally get worse for patients.
He says as private equity grows,
there really is an urgent need for greater transparency, monitoring, and regulatory oversight.
Oh, yeah, because that's what, by the way, capitalism is great at this. Capitalism is so excellent at oversight of themselves. Sure, that's going to work out great.
Lawmakers are paying attention. The Senate Budget Committee this week published a bipartisan report.
Whoa, and now it's getting solved. A bipartisan report, everybody. Oh, don't worry, this is all going to work out great.
Saying private equity investors are making millions on hospital deals while patients suffer.
Yeah, weird. It's almost like the flaw of the healthcare system in America is the profit motive, which is at the center of capitalism. So we're either going to have to, you know, suck it up and admit that socialism is the preferred model, or you're going to have to put price caps on the earnings of the fucking private equity Jews. You know, make up your mind, America. Or if it's just too complicated for you, you know, let's burn the whole fucking thing down. Again, I'd rather see this entire country lit aflame than let the fucking Jews have it. Then go fuck off to Ukraine or wherever they're going next. And we'd at least make something of it. Oh, prisoners being used in the fires. Oh, okay, I like this.
Among those battling the blazes in L.A. are some 900 prisoners who sign up to fight fires in exchange for additional freedoms and reduced sentences. They live and train in minimum security facilities known as fire camps, earning between $6 and $10 a day, with extra pay for each hour they spend responding to incidents.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess depending what they did, I don't really know how I feel about that. But still, very interesting. That this would be happening in L.A. You'd think that they'd call that slave labor or exploitation or something like that, but they seem just fine with it. So there you go. So much for the better angels, man's better angels in Los Angeles. Good fucking luck. Ooh, the fire hydrants, the water.
We heard about the problem with fire hydrants, reports saying that some in the Palisades area were completely unusable. The governor of California has been talking about it, hasn't he? What has he had to say?
Well, this was a problem right at the beginning of this crisis. And as you say, the fire hydrants simply dried up. Now, there are lots of possible reasons for that. Uh-huh. And the governor, Gavin Newsom, wants to get to the bottom of what happened. He was.
Yeah, they're going to get to the bottom of it. Okay. Yeah, I've heard about three different excuses. None of them really make sense. One of them being, oh, we didn't have the pumps powered on, and therefore it couldn't feed the water up to the gravity feeding type of, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Always honest saying that's a Jewish slumlord in Aurora. Yeah, I remember reading that. That's insane. Fucking Jews. Harry Holler. Send in the white nationalist prisoners to the front lines of the fire. Yeah, except we could send the white nationalists to the front lines of the fire with cans of lighter fluid and flares. And you can make good and fucking sure Steven Spielberg's house finally burns down. He really must worship the demon foreskin god to be so favored as to not have his house burn. Think about that. Of all the people that deserve it, maybe the problem was reservoir maintenance.
Throughout the crisis, firefighters have been struggling with a lack of water. Among the possible contributing factors, a reservoir which helps to supply water to the Pacific Palisades area was undergoing maintenance when the fires broke out.
The intensity of the fire is so high, it has overwhelmed LA's capacity to fight it. And in many of the Southern California communities, they have a tank system that is usually at the highest end of the community and feeds water by gravity into the fire hydrants. And what happened in a number of places in this particular fire is just ran out of water. They either emptied their tank and were unable to refill it quickly enough, or there were so many straws in the glass. I mean, so many hoses hooked up to the hydrants that basically there was no pressure.
No, that's actually not how it works, you know. So these are supposed to be first world white people type systems. This system was designed to have 60% of all the pumps running at the same time. And that's usually the water pressure tolerance for that kind of thing. And these are supposed to be tested constantly. So I don't know. You know, how is this even possible that this happened? Makes one wonder. You know, cue the X-Files music. If you don't think something's up with this, you might not be paying attention is all I'm saying. And then you got the emergency alert system glitch. Oh, come on.
The other sense of frustration is, and this is very unusual, about 24 hours ago, a city emergency alert system sent out texts to everyone in the Los Angeles area warning of an evacuation, of a compulsory evacuation. Problem is, it was not intended. It was a computer glitch. It was faulty. And there's a major investigation now internally reflecting a lot of that anger as to why it happened and what can be done to stop it happening again.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, how can we stop it from happening again, you don't say? Okay, so we got emergency alert system glitch. Okay, good one. You got L.A. County reservoir maintenance issues. You got fire hydrants, no fucking water. You got prisoners fighting fire. It just seems like, I don't know, it seems like people who routinely have fires were not taking this seriously, and it does seem kind of on purpose, I'm just saying. Very, very strange. All right, may as well continue with the BBC block, this time about Russia.
Germany has been using three tugboats to try to move an oil tanker away from its northern coast. The vessel is believed to be part of Russia's shadow fleet, which is used to avoid Western sanctions. Moscow hasn't commented.
So Germany's getting some of that sweet Russian crude. Russian shadow fleet. So it's a black market oil tanker. Isn't that wild? That's wild.
100,000 tons of oil on board. The 275-meter Aventin clearly represented a threat to the environment. It had suffered a total power failure and began floating out of control. Tugboats had been trying to drag the vessel to safe waters, but were hampered by high waves and stormy weather. The vessel's registered in Panama, but Germany believes it's really part of Russia's so-called shadow fleet, used to break international sanctions.
Good. Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. NATO says sanction this, sanction that, and you say, fuck you, NATO. That's how it ought to work. What do we have here? Great. Okay. We have mumbles on the way out here. Biden old mumbles with new sanctions on the way out.
The Biden administration announced new sanctions against Russia's energy sector today, hoping to deal a massive blow to its economy over the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything. So good luck. Good luck with that. Biden, that's what we need. We need Biden commenting on Meta. Meta loosening its, you know, supposedly loosening its grip on free speech. And Biden slamming Meta.
The U.S. president has slammed as shameful IT giant Meta's decision to end its third-party fact-checking program. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced on Tuesday that the company has decided to abandon the practice on its social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram.
We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies.
Ugh, who cares? Facebook sucks a dick. No one cares, Zuckerberg. Interesting. I saw that link, Swampy. Thanks, buddy. Here we go. The problem is that the state forbade prescribed burns, and of course, the Soros-funded fire marshals wouldn't do the prescribed burns anyway. True that. Always honest. The prisoners that fight the fires in California are heroes. They've been fighting fires, mostly forest fires in California, for 40 years. It's a great way for nonviolent prisoners to pass their sentences. That, yeah, okay. I would tend to agree with that take on it. Nonviolent. Okay, that's different. Yeah, why not? Yes, the emergency alert system probably was programmed by H-1B street shooters, which is why it had a quote-unquote glitch that day. Okay. They volunteer to fight fires just to be out of the prison environment. So, yeah, there you go. Mostly white guys. Awesome in that case. Yes, we dig on that. We dig on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yes, just like the Ohio train chemical spill. Yes, remember that. Deliberate as fuck. Yeah, remember that. That was Palestine, Ohio. Wasn't that weird? Yeah, I remember when NJP was around. They did some good work down there. I remember the Eric Stryker getting in politicians' faces. Very good. Good stuff. Okay, two people you love to hate, or really just hate, actually, yeah. What if I told you I had a clip of both Dan Bongino, I know, and Patrick Bet David Lertleman? Yes, believe it or not, we have that. Focusing on inauguration danger.
I'll show you what I mean in a second. Another thing I've been telling you about, the inauguration's coming up. We're 2 weeks away. Hmm. Folks, I'm really hesitant to talk about this.
Oh, my God.
But I feel an obligation to put it out there because I don't have any other avenue to do it other than you guys in the Bongino Army. I don't think the Secret Service is prepared. And I think the Secret Service, along with the FBI, are lying to this transition team. This transition team knows it. And unfortunately, there's nothing they can do until they formally take power in 2 weeks. But when they take power in 2 weeks, Donald Trump is going to be sitting there exposed at the inauguration.
So here's not just anybody. Dan Bongino was a police officer, New York City police officer.
How did this fucking guy, Patrick Bet David, how did this fucking guy pop up out of nowhere? It's another one of these cutouts. What a shitbag. And he's awful. And so's Bongino. Listen to that tough guy. I'm doing this tough guy talk. I'm going to talk a bit like a retard just to try to connect with yous. And the president's going to be sitting out there just sitting duck. Yeah, we fucking got it, dude. No one's shooting Donald Trump. Relax. The op's over. He quote unquote won. He's about to be in office, which means Likud party and Jewish interests in America won. Okay, yay. We got it. This, maybe you'll have another assassination attempt. I don't know. But they're going to blame it on Iran or whatever. It's going to be that old predictable shit all over again. Whoa, these Iranians are sending drones scoping out America. That was the drones. And you hear the Iranian drones off Iranian ships. The Iranian mothership. Oh, the Iranians tried to kill Donald Trump. Iranians. So I guess maybe they shoot another ear off him. I don't know. What do I know? All right. Look at this. Business named in the Mayor Adams indictment. Nigger Adams over in NYC. The indictment has, oh my goodness, Turkish payments, pleading guilty to Turkish payments. What is happening here, Mayor Adams?
Man from Brooklyn has pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy charges in a case linked to Mayor Eric Adams.
Erdan Arkin admitted making straw donations to Adams' mayoral campaign in 2021, writing checks to employees, each for a little more than $1,000, who then donated it to Adams' coffers.
Arkin. Oh, cool, cool, cool. Hey, now do AIPAC. Thanks for telling me about the Turkish payments. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now do Jews. Let's see how that works. Do Israel now. Sure. 11:59, last chance for your donos. Oh, I know you're not going to sleep well at night if you don't dono to Davis. Bongino is just a Bongino is just the nigger version of Bo Deedle. That's true. That is fucking true. My God. Hey, Bongino over here. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you how I used to be Secret Service. Yeah. Fucking guy. Can you imagine the giant pension that half a nog is sitting on? Jesus. And then they hit the fucking lottery preaching to conservatards. Oh, Dan Bongino must be rolling in it. And then he's got that website where he's like selling shirts and fucking dick pills and everything else. Wow. Patrick Bet David, too. He's another one popping up out of nowhere. Yeah, I don't know how. It's crazy. This country, I mean, it's nuts out there, and it's getting fucking crazier every day. It really is. So, you know, I guess keep listening to FTJ et al. Pop on over to NNR and make sure you do your sanity checks. We do sanity fidelity checks around here. We keep reminding you of it's the Jews. Oh, Bongino also with Rumble. Is that it? Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So Thiel money plus Bongino juice and you get fucking Rumble. No wonder it's the cheap seats. Rumble is the fucking cheap seats. But I will mention Liquid Bacon over there. Liquid Bacon. It's okay. You're allowed to be in the cheap seats, buddy. There you go. All right, everybody. We're going to see you tomorrow. We'll be at it again. What's tomorrow? Thursday. Okay, great. So no G-Man show. So the next time I'll see you is actually 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday doing the G-Man in absentia. And then, of course, I'll see you again Friday night. That should be White Nationalist Ladies Roundtable if all goes well. I'll send out the email tonight, always honest. All right, everybody. Till then.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising. One purpose, one people.